Hvala svima što ste došli. Danas nastavljamo sa službama. Jučer smo imali prvu, brat Ljuboš je tu. On će voditi današnju službu, a mi ćemo se na početku pomoliti Bogu i predati ovo vrijeme njemu. Dragi Gospode, hvala ti za naše okupljanje ovdje, Gospode, jer vjerujemo da nije uprazno. Dragi Gospode, vjerujemo da tvoja riječ je istina, tvoja riječ koja kaže gdje se dvoje ili troje skupe u tvoje ime, da si ti među njima, Gospode, iako te svojim fizičkim očima ne možemo vidjeti, svjesni smo da postoji jedna veća realnost od one koju sugeriraju naše oči, a to je, Gospode, realnost duhovna. Znajući da si ti ovdje, Gospode, molimo da ti uzmeš ovo naše vrijeme i nas, i naše slavljenje, naše slušanje, govorenje, Gospode, da sve bude tebi na slavu, Gospode, da nakon ovog druženja izađemo kao bolji kršćani, Gospode, kao oni koji te više vole i više žele služiti tebi, Gospode, kao oni koji će biti uspješniji u tome, zahvaljujući tvojoj pomoći i tvojoj blizini. Predajmo ti se, blagoslovi nas u dragoceno Isusovo ime, molimo te. Amen.
Dobro večer.
Gospod odjelno blagoslovi.
Greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pozdravljam vas u ime Gospoda Isusa Krista.
It's good to see one another.
I lijepo je vidjeti jedne i druge.
Although most of us we've seen for the first time.
Iako se većina vidimo po prvi put.
But it's good that we can know each other on this side of the eternity.
I dobro je da se možemo poznavati s ove strane vječnosti.
And we know that we won't be able to know all our brothers and sisters on this side.
I znamo da nećemo svu braću i sestre moći upoznati s ove strane.
But on the other side we'll have enough time to meet everyone.
A s druge strane ćemo imati dovoljno vremena da se svi međusobno upoznamo i sretnemo.
Praise the Lord.
Hvala Gospodu.
And this is just the little shadows of the things to come.
A ovo tu je samo mala sjena onih stvari koje će doći.
And we are really happy to have fellowship with you.
I sretni smo da imamo zajedništvo s vama.
It's a pleasure and blessing to be with Brother Lerga's family.
I to je zadovoljstvo i blagoslov biti sa Lergovima.
And we really are thankful for your hospitality, your sisters,
gostoprimstvo sestre.
And all the good food that you served to us.
I dobru hranu koju ste nam poslužili.
And I certainly am thankful to Brother Jonathan for inviting me here.
Zahvaljujem bratu Jonathanu što ga je pozvao.
So it's a pleasure just to share the things of the Lord with you.
I zaista mi je zadovoljstvo s vama podijeliti stvari od Boga.
We don't have any new message.
I mi nemamo neku novu poruku.
We have only the message that the prophet brought us.
Imamo samo onu poruku koju nam je prorok donio.
And we just want to be in that word and just let it express.
I želimo biti u toj riječi, dopustiti da se ona izrazi.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I hope it won't be so long today as it was yesterday.
Nadam se da danas neće biti dugačko kao jučer.
But sometimes I just don't think about the time, you know.
A ponekad jednostavno ne mislim na vrijeme.
And so you pray for me if it's better to be shorter.
Ako je bolje da bude kraće, onda se pomolite za mene.
But it's up to the Lord.
Ali sve na Gospodu.
He can open our mouth.
Može otvoriti naša usta.
And he can shut our mouth.
Može zatvoriti naša usta.
Amen.
Amen.
So God richly bless you, everyone of you.
Bog izobilno svakog blagoslovi.
Amen. So and we can stand up and to read from the word.
Da pročitamo iz riječi.
We want to go to the Hebrews chapter 8.
Želimo otići u Hebreje 8. poglavlje.
And we would read verses 1, 2, and 6.
Pročitat ćemo prvi, drugi i šesti stih.
You can read that.
Hebrejima 8. Glavno je u ovom izlaganju, imamo takva velikog svećenika koji sjede s desne strane prijestolja veličanstva na nebesima, službenik svetišta i pravoga šatora, onoga koji podiže Gospodin, a ne čovjek. Šesti stih kaže, i sad naš veliki svećenik dobio je toliko uzvišeniju službu koliko je posrednik boljeg saveza, boljeg, jer je uzakonjen na boljim obećanjima.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to emphasize the verse 6.
Želim naglasiti šesti stih.
And he said, but now had he obtained more excellent ministry.
Kaže da je sada dobio uzvišeniju službu.
Amen. And we want to speak today about the more excellent ministry of the better covenant.
Želimo danas govoriti na temu uzvišenije službe boljeg saveza.
Because he became the mediator of the better covenant,
jer on postao posrednik boljeg saveza,
which was established upon better promises,
koji je utemeljen na boljim obećanjima.
Amen. So we want to continue a little with the thoughts we spoke yesterday about.
Tako da ćemo malo nastaviti one misli koje smo govorili jučer.
Unconditional covenant.
O tom bezuvjetnom savezu.
And now we want to emphasize the ministry of the covenant.
I sad želimo naglasiti tu službu tog saveza.
And the scripture says it's more excellent ministry.
I pismo kaže da je to uzvišenija služba.
Of that better covenant.
Tog boljeg saveza.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Pomolimo se.
Dear Lord Jesus, we are thankful to you for this evening, Lord.
Gospode Isuse, hvala ti, zahvalni smo za ovu večer.
We thank you that we are not gathered here in vain.
Zahvalni smo da se ovdje nismo skupili uprazno.
Because you said that your word never comes and goes back vain in void.
Jeste ti rekao da stvar nikad kad dođe ne vraća se prazna.
But it always accomplishes what it is sent for.
Nego uvijek postiže ono zašto je poslano.
And we thank you that it is truth also for this afternoon.
Zahvalni smo što je to istina i danas popodne.
So we are waiting upon you, Lord, that you will do something for us.
Čekamo na tebe, Gospode, da ti učiniš nešto za nas.
Not because of us, but because of your promise.
Ne zbog nas, nego zbog svog obećanja.
Because you said where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst.
Jer ti si rekao gdje je dvoje ili troje skupljeno u tvoje ime, da si ti među njima.
You didn't say you will come to their midst.
Nisi rekao da ćeš doći.
But you say you are in their midst.
Nego da jesi među njima.
And we thank you that you are with us.
I mi ti zahvaljamo da si s nama.
And so we want to take benefit of your presence now.
Ako želimo sada iskoristiti tu tvoju prisutnost.
Help us just to open our hearts in faith.
Pomozi nam da svoja srca otvorimo u vjeri.
Just to forget about us ourselves and concentrate on you, Lord Jesus.
Da zaboravimo na sebe i da se koncentriramo na tebe, Gospode Isuse.
Bless everyone here, Lord.
Blagoslovi svakoga ovdje.
May you supply every need.
I molite da ispuniš svaku potrebu.
From the littlest to the biggest.
Od najmanje do najveće.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
U ime Isusa Krista molimo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, good, may God bless you.
Neka Bog blagoslovi.
Amen. You may be seated.
Možete sjesti.
Amen. You know, the Lord said, come to me, all that you are heavy laden, that you work, and I will give you rest.
Znate, Gospod kaže da dođete k meni svi koji ste opterećeni i ja ću vam dati počinak.
And he said, I will in no wise cast out anyone that will come to me.
I rekao je, nikako neću odbaciti nikoga tko dolazi k meni.
So just to come to him, he will never refuse you.
Tako, ako dođete k njemu, on vas nikad neće odbaciti.
So just to come to the Lord.
Samo dođite Gospodu.
And we know that he is the word.
Znamo da je on.
So we cannot approach to him as approaching to our imagination.
Ne možemo njemu pristupiti kao da pristupamo nekoj svojoj mašti, nečem što zamišljamo.
So it is to approach, to go close to the word of God.
Nego znači da pristupamo bliže Božoj riječi.
And we know that by hearing the word of God, faith comes.
Znamo da vjera dolazi slušanjem Božje riječi.
So faith doesn't come only by reading.
Ako vjera ne dolazi samo čitanjem,
you must hear the word.
Morate čuti riječ.
Amen. So we are here to hear the word of God.
I ovdje smo da čujemo Božju riječ.
I don't want to speak my word.
Ja ne želim govoriti svoju riječ.
And you didn't come to hear my word.
I niste došli da čujete moju riječ.
You want to hear his word.
Nego želite čuti njegovu riječ.
I also want to hear his word.
Ja također želim čuti njegovu riječ.
And he sends his word when we just believe.
A on šalje svoju riječ kad mi vjerujemo.
The prophet said that the Holy Spirit loves the song "Only Believe."
I prorok kaže da Duh Sveti voli pjesmu "Samo vjeruj."
He says because why is it? Because that is the only thing you can do.
Kaže zašto je to? Radi toga što je to samo jedina stvar koju vi možete napraviti.
And that is the only thing that God wants you to do.
I to je jedina stvar koju Bog želi da napravite.
Only believe.
Samo vjerujte.
Amen.
Amen.
So we see the whole object, the whole thing what we are here for.
Mi vidimo da cijeli svrha i stvar zbog koje smo mi ovdje
is to see Christ.
Je da vidimo Krista.
We are not here to see one another.
I nismo ovdje da vidimo jedni druge.
We are not here to hear one another.
I nismo ovdje da čujemo jedni druge.
The object of going to church is not to see a man.
I svrha odlaska u crkvu nije da vidimo čovjeka.
It is not to see a group.
I nije da vidimo grupu.
It is not even to see a book.
I čak nije da vidimo knjigu.
It is not to see a law or a list of rules.
I nije da vidimo zakon ili listu pravila.
It is also not to see a permission to sin.
I također nije da vidimo dozvolu za grijeh.
Because the real freedom is not a cloak of righteousness, you know. Paul says, don't use your freedom as a cloak of righteousness to cover, you know.
Znači, Pavel kaže, nemojte svoju slobodu koristiti kao da vam bude odijelo pravednosti.
So we want to be right with the Lord.
Nego želimo biti u istinu ispravni s Gospodom.
And it is not our business.
I nije naš posao.
He does it.
Nego to je njegov posao, on to čini.
We just commit ourselves to him.
Mi se samo predamo njemu.
That's all you can do.
I to je sve što možete napraviti.
By believing.
Vjerujući.
So you don't need to be under some stress to believe.
Tako ne morate biti pod nekim pritiskom da vjeruju.
Usually when people try to believe,
obično kad ljudi pokušavaju vjerovati,
they only produce a psychology.
Samo proizvode psihologiju.
They only produce an intellectual faith.
Samo proizvode intelektualnu vjeru.
And by that faith they can even know the promises.
I tom vjerom mogu poznavati obećanja.
But by that intellectual faith they don't bring it to pass.
A tom intelektualnom vjerom ne dovode da se to ispuni.
And Brother Ron said that every time when the people were coming to the prayer line,
i kaže da svaki put kad su ljudi dolazili u molitveni red,
he said always there were three kinds of people.
Brother kaže uvijek su bile tri vrste ljudi.
And one group of people that was coming to the line,
jedna grupa koja je dolazila u red,
those were people that was trying hard to believe.
Bili su ljudi koji su jako pokušavali vjerovati.
And they were trying and they come, Brother Branham, I believe.
I dolazili su i pokušavali, Brother Branham, ja vjerujem.
And then he said, then why are you here?
Onda je rekao, pa zašto ste onda ovdje?
If you really believe, you'll receive it in your seat.
Ako zaista vjerujete, onda bi to primili tamo gdje sjedite.
So they were only thinking they believe.
Samo su mislili da vjeruju.
But you see, God was helping the people even by the prayer line.
A vidite, Bog je ljudima pomagao s tim molitvenim redovima.
He helps our weaknesses.
On pomaže našim slabostima.
And but that was people that were trying to believe.
To su bili ljudi koji su pokušavali vjerovati.
Then he said there is another type of people.
Kaže onda postoje drugi tip ljudi.
They in no wise can believe.
Oni nikako ne mogu vjerovati.
They were still trying to reach something and it was nowhere. They could not believe it.
Oni su nekako pokušavali nešto dosegnuti.
But they came to the prayer line.
I nisu vjerovali, a došli su u molitveni red.
They were not enemies or atheists.
Oni nisu bili ateisti ili neprijatelji.
You see. And then there was a third type of people.
I onda je bio treća vrsta ljudi.
And he says, those people only, they just believed by grace.
Ona kaže, ti su ljudi vjerovali po milosti.
Because it was given to them to believe.
Jer im je bilo dano da vjeruju.
And so they come and they just receive the healing and went away.
Ja su došli, jednostavno primili isceljenje i otišli.
I remember one testimony, Brother Branham mentions it, there was one Indian woman.
Sjećam se jednog svjedočanstva, gdje Brother Branham spominja jednu indijsku.
And she was standing in the prayer line.
Stala je molitvenom redu.
And she had crutches.
Imala je štake.
And she was approaching to the prophet, there were people before her.
Ona je približavala se proroku, ispred nje su bili neki ljudi.
She was still at that time she didn't have the faith she was supposed to have.
U tom trenutku nije imala vjeru koju je trebala imati.
But what happened, there was a woman before her.
Ali šta se dogodilo, ispred nje je bila jedna žena.
And that woman, she had, I think, a tumor or something visible, some, I think it was a throat tumor, something big.
I ta žena imala tumor ili nešto vidljivo, neku izrasljenu, nešto
veliko. Or it might be something else, I'm not sure.
Ne sjećam se točno, ali nešto.
But when Brother Branham prayed for her,
ali kad se Branham pomolio,
and that sister received it by faith,
i kad to vjera, ta sestra primila vjeru,
that a miracle happened and she was instantly healed.
Dogodilo se čudo i bila je trenutno iscijeljena.
And when that Indian woman just behind her saw it,
i kad ta Indijanka iza nje to vidjela,
her faith arose so much,
njezina vjera je toliko narasla,
that when she came to Brother Branham,
kad je došla ka bratu Branhamu,
she took the crutches,
uzela je štake,
gave it to Brother Branham,
i dala je bratu Branhamu,
and went away.
I otišla.
She was healed. Even without the prayer. Because she believed. There was something present that brought her faith into a high level. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is doing something to lift our faith higher.
I Gospod čini nešto da podigne našu vjeru više.
And it is not only for us to be healed physically.
I to nije da samo mi fizički budemo izbiljeni.
Because we need to have the faith for the rapture.
Jer mi treba imati vjeru za uznesenje.
And for that, a higher faith is needed than just a faith for healing of the body.
Zato je potrebna veća vjera nego samo za vjera za iscjeljenje tijela.
But the faith to the rapture is in the message.
Amen. Vjera za uznesenje je u poruci.
The brother said it's only in the tapes.
Branham kaže ona je na kazetama.
Praise the Lord. How by faith? Okay, so I have the tapes or CDs or DVDs.
Imam kazete, CD-e ili DVD-e.
So I have faith in the rapture at home.
I onda imam vjeru uznesenja kod kuće.
But those DVDs never will go to the rapture.
Ali ti DVD-e nikad neće otići u uznesenje.
Neither the Bible.
Čak ne Biblija.
And the books.
Ni knjige.
Everything, all those things will burn here.
Sve će te stvari zgorjeti ovdje.
But yet the great potential is there.
Ali unutra je veliki potencijal.
So for us it's just to pull that potential from there.
A na nama je da izvučemo taj potencijal od tamo.
How?
Kako?
Just to read it, listen to it, and receive it.
Samo da to čitamo, slušamo i da to primimo.
And the process in you, it just brings the rapturing faith.
I taj proces u vama donese vjeru za uznesenje.
Amen.
Amen.
And so that word has one purpose.
I ta riječ ima jednu svrhu.
That book actually is showing one main object.
Ta knjiga zapravo pokazuje jedan glavni predmet ili objekt.
And the prophet of God said, if you cannot see Jesus Christ in every verse of the Bible, you missed something.
I Bruno kaže, ako ne možete vidjeti Isusa Krista u svakom stihu u Bibliji, onda ste nešto propustili.
So he is the main one.
Tako on je taj koji je glavni.
He is the one we want to see.
I on je taj koga mi želimo vidjeti.
We remember the three disciples, John, Peter and Jacob, went to the Mount of Transfiguration.
Znate, ta tri apostola, Petar, Jakov i Ivan, su otišli na goru preobraženja.
And they came there with the Lord, and the Lord was transformed before them.
I došli su tamo sa Gospodom i Gospod se preobrazio pred njima.
And they saw the same Lord Jesus, but now he was like clothed in white robe and like sun and shining like sun.
Da, vidjeli su isto Gospoda Isusa, ali on je bio obučen u bijelu odjeću i svijetlio kao.
And they looked and they also see when he was transfigured, they saw also the Elijah and Moses.
I kad se on preobrazio, vidjeli su također i Iliju i Mojsija.
And the prophet said they saw the rapture.
I prorok kaže vidjeli su uznesenje.
There was the eagle in the middle and his right and left wing.
Bilo je orao u sredini, desno i lijevo krilo.
That's how the rapture comes.
I tako dolazi uznesenje.
Because Eli, Moses represents the sleeping saints that died in the ages.
Mojsije predstavlja svete usnule koje su umrle u dobama prije.
And Elijah represents the resurrected, the transformed saints that lived and went up.
Predstavlja one svete koji su živjeli, bili preobraženi i odnešeni.
We know that the rapture is those is one group of the people, it's great saints in Christ.
Znamo da uznesenje da je to zapravo jedna grupa ljudi sveti u Kristu.
But it's dead or sleeping saints and the living saints.
Ali se sastoji od usnulih svetih i živih svetih.
They meet together.
I su, oni će se zajedno susreti.
They are transformed, changed their bodies.
I biće promijenjeni, transformirani.
And they just go.
I jednostavno će otići.
But what is the rapture?
Ali što je uznesenje?
The main thing.
Glavna stvar
is Christ.
Je Krist.
Amen.
Those were the two wings of the eagle.
I to su, a ovo su drugo, dva krila od orla.
The believers are those who he is using to fly.
Vjernici su oni koje on koristi za letiti.
But the main one was Christ.
Ali glavni je Krist.
Because when Peter said, we saw it.
Jer kad je Petar to vidio,
he had a problem.
On je imao problem.
He didn't see the right object.
Nije vidio pravi predmet.
He saw everything.
Zapravo vidio sve.
But he could not discern what is the main thing.
Ali nije mogao razlučiti što je to glavna stvar.
In the presence of the supernatural.
U prisutnosti nadprirodnoga.
He said, Lord, let us make three tabernacles.
Rekao je, Gospode, napravimo tri šatora.
For you one, and one for Elijah and one for Moses.
Jedan za Iliju, jedan za Mojsija, jednog za tebe.
So he included the Lord also.
On također uključio i Gospoda.
But you see, that was a human mind.
Vidite, to je bio ljudski um.
Just human thinking, which was contrary to the word.
Ljudsko razmišljanje koje je bilo suprotno riječi.
Where did it come?
Odakle je to došlo?
In the presence of the supernatural.
Amen.
U prisutnosti nadprirodnoga.
So you can be in the presence of the supernatural.
Tako možete biti u prisutnosti nadprirodnoga.
But you can come with the wrong thoughts.
Amen. Možete zaključiti krive misli.
But the grace of God does something.
Ali Božja milost radi nešto.
Just like did for Peter.
Kao što je učinila Petru.
And now when he said it.
I kad je on to rekao.
Moses and Elijah disappeared.
Mojsije i Ilija su nestali.
Actually, they fell on their faces.
Zapravo su pali na lica.
And there was white cloud overshadowed them.
I zasjenio ih je bijeli oblak.
We received the white cloud.
I mi smo primili bijeli oblak.
Which is Christ himself.
To je sam Krist.
It was not a dark cloud.
Nije to bio taman oblak.
This was not a darkness on them.
Nije to bila tama nad njima.
But that white cloud gave them the humility.
A taj bijeli oblak im je dao poniznost.
And when they rose up,
i kad su ustali,
they saw Jesus only.
Vidjeli su samo Isusa.
It doesn't mean they become Unitarian.
Ne znači da su postali jedinoci.
But they saw the main object.
Nego su vidjeli glavni predmet.
That was the word made flesh.
A to je bila riječ koja je postala tijelo.
That's the main object of the message.
I to je glavna tema poruke.
Word made flesh.
Riječ koja je postala tijelom.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ
in his people.
U svom narodu.
Amen.
Amen.
So, let's go with our thoughts a little bit back yesterday to the covenant we spoke about.
Vratimo se malo na jučer o temi saveza o kojem smo pričali.
A covenant.
Savez.
The covenant is everywhere where there is some kind of unity.
Savez se pojavljuje uvijek gdje postoji nekakvo jedinstvo.
So into whatsoever you will unite,
što god ujedinite,
your unity with something,
vaše jedinstvo sa nečim,
that makes a covenant.
Čini savez.
So it's like when a person unites with sin,
kad se osoba ujedini sa grijehom,
it has a covenant with sin.
Ima savez sa grijehom.
So then it binds that person to sin again and again and again.
I ona to vezuje tu osobu za grijeh iznova, iznova, iznova.
And the sin claims the right for the person again and again and again.
I zakon grijeh polaže pravo na osobu iznova, iznova, iznova.
The God said to Cain at the beginning,
Bog je rekao Kainu na početku,
that the desire of sin will be after you.
Da će za njim ići želja grijeha.
He didn't say that your desire will be to sin.
Dakle, nije rekao, ti ćeš željati grijeh.
But sin will desire you.
Nego, grijeh će željati tebe.
Because you already made a covenant with sin.
Jer on već, jer je on sa grijehom već napravio savez.
So we have to have the right unity.
Tako, moramo imati pravo jedinstvo.
We have to unite with faith.
Moramo se ujediniti sa vjerom.
We have to unite with the word of God.
Moramo se ujediniti s Božjom riječom.
Don't unite with unbelief.
Nemojte se ujediniti sa nevjerom.
Don't unite with doubts.
Nemojte se ujediniti sa sumnjama.
Don't unite with negative thinking.
Nemojte se ujediniti sa negativnim razmišljanjem.
Because the negative thinking will always produce some negative actions.
Znači, negativno razmišljanje uvijek proizvesti negativne reakcije.
First, the thinking, negative thinking will produce negative words.
Prvo će negativno razmišljanje proizvesti negativne riječi.
And negative words will create negative actions.
A negativne riječi će proizvesti negativna djela.
And the God said in the Bible,
a Bog kaže u Bibliji,
even when Israelites went to the promised land,
kad su Izraelci otišli u obećanu zemlju,
he said, don't make a covenant with the other nations.
Rekao je, nemojte sa drugim nacijama sklapati saveze.
Why?
Zašto?
Because they already made a covenant with the Lord.
Jer su već sklopili savez sa Gospodom.
So they cannot have covenant with one and also with the other one.
Ako ne mogu imati savez s jednim, a i s drugim.
If they do the covenant with the nations,
ako bi sklopili savez sa nacijama,
immediately they broke the covenant with God.
Onda trenutno krše savez sa Bogom.
So when a person makes a compromise and receive an unbelief in the word,
i kad osoba napravi kompromis i primi nevjeru u riječ,
it cancels the faith.
To jednostavno poništava vjeru.
The faith is weakened.
Vjera je oslabljena.
So we have to be united with the right thing.
Tako morate se ujediniti sa pravom stvari.
We want to be united with God.
I želimo se ujediniti s Bogom.
You can unite with a group of people, with people.
Možete se ujediniti sa ljudima.
But we know that to the right church you cannot join. You cannot join to the church, the right, the true church.
Pravo istinskoj crkvi, u nju se ne možete učlaniti.
You have to be born into the church.
U nju se morate roditi.
And the birth is actually union.
A rođenje je zapravo jedinstvo.
Because when you have a child, it is part of you.
Jer kad imate dijete, ono je dio vas.
So there is a union between you and the child.
I postoji jedinstvo između vas i djeteta.
You see, it's not directly bound by the flesh, like in the womb it was.
I to nije direktno povezano sa tijelom, kao što je u trunku.
Now it's outside of the mother.
Sad je dijete izvan majke.
But there is a union, a very strong one.
A postoji jedinstvo vrlo jako.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is what God is doing with us.
I to ono što Bog radi s nama.
When He gives us the new birth,
kad nam daje novo rođenje,
we are united with God.
Mi smo ujedinjeni s Bogom.
Oh, there is wonderful quote in the Church Age book.
Postoji divan citat u knjizi
Church Age. I don't have the book here, but I try to quote it. In the end of the Thyatiran Age, Brother Branham says,
na kraju Thyatirskog crkvenog doba, Brother Branham kaže,
the revelation of God,
otkrivenje Boga,
that God was giving to every messenger in every church age,
kojeg je Bog davao svakom glasniku, svakom crkvenom dobu,
which every messenger also represents the true believer,
a pravi, svaki glasnik predstavlja i pravog vjernika,
he said that this revelation takes out the believers from the world,
kaže, ovo otkrivenje uzima vjernike iz svijeta.
But not only that,
ne samo to,
but also brings them into a perfect union with Jesus Christ.
Također dovodi u savršeno jedinstvo sa Isusom
Kristom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not only brought out from the world,
mi nismo samo izvedeni iz svijeta,
but by the same message we are being united with Jesus Christ.
Ali sa istom porukom smo ujedinjeni sa Isusom
we are
Kristom.
Already united.
Već smo ujedinjeni.
And lift higher to heavenly places.
I podignuti gore u nebeska prostor.
Amen. By Jesus Christ.
Po Isusu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
So and the prophet also said the revelation.
I prorok također kaže otkrivenje.
You know what? He said we can never overemphasize the meaning of revelation.
Kaže nikad ne možemo previše naglasiti značenje otkrivenja.
It is so important for the church.
Ono je toliko važno crkvi.
And actually nobody can bring out the revelation by himself.
Zapravo nitko sam po sebi ne može donijeti otkrivenje.
Sovereign work of God.
To je suvereno Božje djelo.
So if God doesn't give you revelation,
tako ako vam Bog ne da otkrivenje,
it cannot come.
A ono ne može doći.
He gives to whomsoever he will.
A on daje kome god hoće.
So no, not the one that runneth or tries something.
Ne onima koji trče ili nešto pokušavaju.
But it is God that gives mercy.
Nego Bog je taj koji se smiluje.
Praise the Lord.
Hvala Gospodine.
Oh, I love the mercy of God.
Ja volim Božju milost.
Because I need it so much.
Jer toliko puno trebam.
So I love to speak about it.
I zato volim o njoj govoriti.
Because if you have grace of God,
jer ako imate Božju milost,
the whole thing is finished.
Onda sve završeno.
Amen. So, and the grace of God,
i Božja milost,
it is connected with the covenant.
Ona je povezana sa savezom.
Because grace comes by a certain covenant.
Jer milost dolazi po nekom savezu.
So the covenant was you know the story how Brother Branham said. When the Chinese people came into America a long time ago,
and
they have the laundries there.
I tamo su imali trgovine.
And they could not speak English.
Nisu znali engleski.
So they made a certain, let's say, a covenant or a contract, a sign.
Napravili su nekakav znak, savez ili ugovor.
Someone gave the dirty clothes there.
Ako bi neko dao prljavu robu.
And then, when he was supposed to come to take it out.
I onda kad bi se vratio da preuzme.
So he was given one piece of paper.
Dan mu je komad papira.
That they tore it in a certain way.
Koji su na neki način rasparali.
And the customer took one piece.
Jedan ti uzao jedan dio.
And that Chinese man, he took the other one.
A taj Kinez bi uzao drugi dio.
So when he came to claim their the clothes,
kad je došao preuzeti,
he wanted not dirty clothes, but he wanted the clean clothes.
Nije htio mljavu, nego čistu vodu.
He had to have a sign.
I morao imati znak.
That was a kind of a covenant.
Tako to je bio nekakav savjet.
If you will come with that part,
ako dođeš sa tim dijelom,
you will receive your clean clothes.
Dobit ćeš svoju čistu odjeću.
So when he came, he took it.
Kad je došao i donio ga.
And this has to fit exactly together.
I ovo je moralo potpuno pasiti.
How did it come that it fitted together?
Kako to da je ispalo da jedno drugome paše?
Nobody could impersonate it.
Nitko to nije mogao ponašati.
But it was so easy to fit it together.
A bilo je jednostavno da to dvoje da pašu među.
When it came from one piece.
A zato što je došlo od jednog komada.
There's no problem there.
Onda više nije bilo problema.
It was not hard to fit to the Christian life to live like that.
A nije, ja moram se nekako prilagoditi da živim kršćanski život.
If you are part of God.
Ako si dio Boga.
And God is calling you in that hour.
I Bog te poziva u tom vremenu.
Then he just brings you to his words.
Onda te on donese svoje riječi.
To his part. That's the message, the gospel he's sending in the, your age.
To je poruka, evanđelje koje on šalje u tvom domu.
That word just, you have this always, you had it.
Ti si ovo uvijek imao.
And now the message comes.
I sada poruka dođe.
And now it just connects together.
I jednostavno se to poveže zajedno.
And this is the message.
I ovo je poruka.
This is not the message.
Ovo nije poruka.
This is not the message.
I ovo nije poruka.
But the message is this.
Poruka je ovo.
Both parts came together.
Oba su djela došla zajedno.
Amen. That's the covenant he made with his people.
To je savez koji je sklopio sa svojim narodom.
Amen. Amen. We see in the Bible.
I vidimo u Bibliji.
That when Abraham was making covenant with God, or God with Abraham.
Kad je Abraham, odnosno Bog s Abrahamom radio savez.
Abraham tore the animals in two pieces.
Abraham je razdvojio životinje u dva djela.
And he stood between the two pieces.
I stajao između ta dva djela.
And when he was there,
i kad je on bio tamo,
then God proved that covenant
onda je Bog potvrdio taj savez
by light that went through that place.
Svjetlom koje je prošlo kroz to mjesto.
And that was the, you know, all the both parts met between the two pieces.
I ta dva dijela su se susrela između ta dva komada.
So nobody could impersonate.
Tako da to nitko nije mogao oponašati.
Because God himself proved it.
Je sam Bog to dokazao.
The similar picture is like when in Old Testament there had two doves.
U starom zavjetu slična slika kad bi imali dva goluba.
And we know that one, the dove is a clean bird.
Znamo da je golub čista životinja.
And one had to, when there was a sacrifice, one had to be killed.
I kad je bila žrtva, jedan golub je morao biti ubijen.
And he was put into a vessel.
Stavljeno u posudu.
And he shed his blood in the vessel.
I prolio svoju krv u posudu.
Then the living bird, the same kind of the bird.
I onda živa ptica, ista vrsta ptice.
Was taken and was put into the blood of his mate.
Je bila uzeta i stavljena u krv svog partnera.
So he was all bloody.
Tako bila sa krvava.
And then he was taken.
I bila uzeta onda.
And was set free.
I puštena.
And now the same bird with the blood of his mate.
Ta ista ptica sa krvju svog partnera.
That bird was flying to freedom.
Odletjela u slobodu.
And was dropping the blood on the earth.
I kapala je krvlju na zemlju.
That was when Christ died on Calvary.
To je bilo ono što je kad je Krist umro na Golgoti.
And the Holy Spirit is not another person of God, but the same God.
I Duh Sveti nije neka druga božanska osoba,
nego isti Bog. In a different expression.
Samo u nekom drugom izrazu.
He came with the blood of Christ.
On je došao sa Kristovom krvlju.
And was when on the day of Pentecost was dropping the blood on the earth.
Na dan pedesetnice je kapao tom krvlju na zemlju.
What blood?
Kojom krvlju?
Not chemical blood.
Ne nekom kemijom.
But the blood was in the form of the Spirit.
Krv je bila u obliku Duha.
Because the blood is the life.
Jer krv je život.
But you can have a physical blood, but if you don't have life, it's only chemistry.
A možete imati fizičku krv, ali ako nemate život, to je samo kemikalija.
So the real life is the Spirit in the blood.
Ako pravi život je taj Duh koji je u krvi.
So the Spirit of God came.
Tako Duh Božji je došao.
And that was the blood of Christ.
I to je bila Kristova krv.
So when they received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
Tako kad su na dan pedesetnice primili Duha
Svetoga. Actually that was the full application of the blood of Jesus Christ.
To je zapravo bila puna primjena Kristove krvi.
And today many denominational people.
I danas mnogi denominacijski ljudi.
They may honestly believe in the work on Calvary.
Mogu iskreno vjerovati na ono djelo što se desilo na Golgoti.
And they think that we want to add something to the blood of Jesus Christ.
Misle da mi nešto želimo dodati Kristovoj krvi.
But actually we are preaching the blood of Jesus Christ.
A zapravo mi propovjedamo Kristovu krv.
Because the Spirit of God is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Kristov je Kristova krv.
How can you be cleansed just by believing a history?
Kako možete biti očišćeni samo vjerujući u prošlost?
You cannot.
Ne možete.
Because how can you be cleansed by the chemistry that was shed 2000 years ago?
Kako bi mogli biti očišćeni tom kemikalijom koja je bila prolivena prije 2000 godina?
You see, let's say Jesus had, let's say, 4 or 4.5 liters of blood in his body.
Isus je, recimo, imao 4 ili 4.5 litre krvi u svom tijelu.
How could those 4 liters cleanse all the redeemed people?
Kako se te 4 litre mogu očistiti sve otkupljene ljude?
If you have only one drop,
kad imaš samo jednu kap,
it wouldn't be enough for everybody.
Ne bi bilo dovoljno i da svako uzme jednu kap, ne bi za sve bilo dovoljno.
So the cleansing power is in the Spirit.
Tako. Amen. Moć čišćenja je u Duhu.
And the Spirit was actually released when the blood was shed.
I krv je zapravo, Duh je zapravo bio pušten kad je krv bila prolivena.
Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet says,
i prorok kaže,
that the bride of Christ,
da Kristova nevjesta,
is the, what did I say? The bride of Christ, the bride of Christ is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Da je Kristova nevjesta krv Isusa Krista.
By the Spirit.
Po Duhu. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hvala Gospodu.
Let's move on.
Idemo dalje.
So, we are now in this state, in this flesh.
I sada smo u ovom tijelu.
And there is a process going forth.
I odvija se jedan proces.
And the process is that we are constantly forgetting ourselves.
A taj proces je da konstantno zaboravljamo.
Because the bride of Christ, as the blood of Christ,
je Kristova nevjesta dok Kristova krv.
It doesn't speak of your flesh.
Ne govorim o vašem tijelu.
It doesn't speak of your thinking.
I ne o vašem razmišljanju.
It doesn't speak about sometimes our stupid thoughts.
I nekad ne pričamo o nekim našim glupim mislima.
It speaks of the original spirit.
Nego ona govori krv o originalnom duhu.
Many people today,
mnogi ljudi danas,
in the realm of the message,
u okviru poruke,
they came to approach that they think this is the bride of Christ.
Došli su do pristupa da oni misle da je ovo nevjesta Kristova.
So they say, oh, if I make a mistake, well, no problem, well, okay, what I think, that's the word, because I'm bride of Christ.
Jer, kaže, ako radim greške, nema veze, jer ono što ja mislim, pa ja sam nevjesta Kristova.
But this is the weaker part.
Ali ovo tu je slabiji dio.
This part is making mistakes.
I ovaj dio radi greške.
And that will make mistakes till the end, until your body is changed.
I on će raditi greške dok vaše tijelo ne bude promijenjeno.
So, you can just quit trying to reform it.
Amen. I možete jednostavno prestati pokušavati ga reformirati.
Let it be restored.
Neka se obnovi.
But not by reformation.
Ali ne reformacijom.
Restoration never came by reformation.
Obnova nikad nije došla preko reformacije.
If that is the way,
ako je to način,
then Luther would restore the church.
Onda bi, da je to bilo tako, onda bi Luther bio obnovio crkvu.
But he was only the reformer.
A on je bio samo reformator.
That's why the prophet had to come.
Zato je morao doći prorok.
To restore the church.
Da, obnovi crkvu.
To the original state.
U izvorno stanje.
Just perfectly as we were in the mind of God.
Savršeno kakvi smo mi bili u Božjem umu.
Amen.
Amen.
How does it become?
I kako to postaje?
By hearing the perfect word.
Slušajući savršen
and that word transforms us.
I to će nas preoblikovati.
And we are still in the flesh.
A još uvijek smo u tijelu.
But inside.
Ali iznutra.
There is a process coming forth.
Odvija se određen proces.
And it is the prophet says that it's the word in you.
I prorok kaže da je riječ ta koja je u vama.
It receives the word of God.
Ona prima Božju riječ.
And it creates. It goes upon the body in you,
i stvara, odnosno odlazi na vaše tijelo,
the inside body,
unutarnje tijelo,
and actually that is the word upon the word.
I to je zapravo riječ na riječ.
And this thing we have to forget.
A ovo tu, ovaj dio moramo zaboraviti.
So we have to live inside.
Tako moramo živjeti unutra.
Not from the outside.
Ne izvana.
And so I like a song that says that let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him.
Volim tu pjesmu koja kaže zaboravimo na sebe i usredotočimo se na njega.
So in other words, let's identify with Christ.
Drugim rečima, poistovjetimo se sa Kristom.
Don't think about yourself.
Nemojte misliti na sebe.
But you just forget yourself.
Nego jednostavno zaboravite
se. And you concentrate on Christ.
I usredotočite se na Krista.
And when you concentrate on Christ,
i kad se usredotočite na Krista,
then you become you real yourself.
Onda vi postajete pravi vi.
Because your real identification is in him.
Vaše pravo poistovjećenje je u njemu, prava identifikacija.
But the problem is many people try to reform.
Ali problem je što mnogi ljudi pokušaju reformirati.
It doesn't work.
I to ne funkcionira.
But your weakness,
ali vaša slabost,
helps to glorify God.
Pomaže da proslavi Boga.
Even Paul said.
Čak i Pavel kaže.
You see, this is not so cheap like we call it, like a fast food, you know, or something cheap you buy and oh yes, perfect.
A to nije tako nešto jeftino, recimo kao kredite u fast foode, pa uzmete nešto jeftino, pa kažete.
It is something really deep.
Nego ovo je nešto zaista duboko.
It is a personal experience.
I to je osobno iskustvo.
When you forget yourself.
Kad vi zaboravite sebe.
Because even Paul had to come to the experience.
Čak je Paul morao doći do iskustva.
Because he was praying, Lord, heal me, take this away from me and this.
Ja se molio, Gospode, iscijeli me, uzmi ovo od mene i ovo.
And the Lord told him once.
I Gospod mu je jednom rekao,
my mercy, my grace is sufficient for you.
Moja milost je dosta.
Because your weakness just glorify, how is English, in my strength.
Znači tvoja slabost očituje moje slabosti.
So you are made perfect by your weakness.
Tako vi ste usavršeni svojim slabostima.
Amen.
Amen.
So in this weak vessel,
tako u ovom slabom tijelu,
we can glorify the great God in us.
Mi možemo slaviti velikog Boga u nama.
That's how John says.
Tako Ivan kaže.
He says, the greater is in you.
Veći je u vama.
Than him that is in the world.
Nego onaj koji je u svijetu.
He didn't say you are greater than the one that is in the world.
Nije rekao vi ste veći od onih koji su u svijetu.
But him that is in you.
Nego onaj koji je u vama.
But him in you,
on vama,
who is it?
A tko je to?
It's Christ.
To je Krist.
It's the Holy Spirit.
To je Duh Sveti.
But what is in you,
ali ono što je u vama,
is actually your part of him.
Je vaš dio njega.
That's why the when the Pentecost came, it was the cloven tongue. Cloven, the divided tongues.
Zato kad je došla ova pedesetnica, to su bili razdvojeni jezici.
So every believer there received his part of God.
I tako svaki vjernik primio svoj dio Boga.
So in the beginning we were part of God.
U početku smo bili dio Boga.
So we cannot become something else.
Tako ne možemo postati nešto drugo.
Only the thing that we were before we became flesh.
Samo ono što smo bili prije nego što smo postali tijelo.
Amen. So let's forget about this.
Tako zaboravimo na ovo.
And let's identify with Christ.
I postavljajmo se s Kristom.
And this is only by grace.
A to je samo kroz milost.
You know, let's just see some wonderful examples. I like it.
A pogledamo neka divne primjere koje mi se sviđaju.
We spoke yesterday about Abraham and Sarah.
Jučer smo pričali o Abrahamu i Sarah.
And their weaknesses.
I njihovim slabostima.
How God was glorified in it.
I kako se Bog proslavio u tome.
There are many, many other examples.
Ima mnogo, mnogo drugih primjera.
For example, Moses.
Na primjer, Mojsije.
You know, he was when God was calling him.
Znate kada Bog pozvao,
it was only grace.
Bila je to samo milost.
Because when God spoke to him,
jer kad mu je Bog govorio,
and he was giving him the commission.
Kad mu je dao poslanje,
now he was the great prophet.
On je bio veliki prorok.
And he was supposed to take the 2 million people out of Egypt.
I treba izvesti 2 miliona ljudi iz Egipta.
And now the prophet, when God told him, what hast thou in thy hand?
Kad mu je Bog rekao, što imaš u svojoj ruci?
He said, a rod.
He
said, throw it on the ground.
He
did it. And it was changed to a serpent.
I to se promijenilo u zmiju.
And Moses ran away.
I Mojsije je pobjegao.
He was running, he was afraid of the serpent.
Bježao je, bojao se zmije.
And God spoke to him again.
Bog mu je ponovno rekao,
Moses,
Mojsije,
take it by the tail.
Uzmi je za rep.
And he took it.
I uzeo je.
And it became rod again.
I ponovno je postala štap.
He had fear from sin.
Imao je strah od grijeha.
He had fear, maybe not to sin, just like we can have in our mind.
Možda je to neki strah da ne pogriješimo kako mi
you
možemo
don't
imati
need
umu.
To fear the devil.
Ne morate se bojati đava.
When you are in Christ.
Kad ste u Kristu.
Because in him you are secure.
Jer u njemu ste sigurni.
In him you have all the fullness to overcome you have in you.
I u njemu imate svu puninu da pobjedite, to imate već u sebi.
But this comes by the commission.
Ali to dolazi po poslanju.
Just by grace.
I to po milost.
Like Moses.
Kao kod Mojsija.
You see, the first thing is we run away from it.
Vidite, prva stvar, mi pobjegnemo.
We hear the word.
Čujemo riječ.
Oh, it's too much.
A to je previše.
Oh, it's too heavy for me.
To je preteško.
Oh, I don't understand.
Ja to ne razumijem.
And what?
I šta?
It doesn't matter if you don't understand.
Nije bitno da li to razumijete.
There are many things I don't understand.
Postoje mnoge stvari koje ja ne razumijem.
But I believe them.
Ali ja ih vjerujem.
And then God gives us light.
I onda Bog obasja svjetlo.
And then we start to understand.
I onda počnemo razumijeti.
You see, but first we come by faith.
A vidite, prvo dolazi po vjeri.
So, you see, even Moses was commissioned by grace.
I vidite, čak i Mojsije dobio poslanje.
Another one.
Milosti.
Gideon.
Drugi Gideon.
When Gideon was in he was just one of the people.
Gideon je bio jedan od naroda.
And he was not the bigger one, the strongest one.
On je bio najveći, najjači.
But he was a coward.
Nego on je bio kukavica.
They were afraid of the Midianites.
Bojali se Midianaca.
And Gideon was running away from the call.
I Gideon je bježao od svog poziva.
He ran away. He was he had fear before the Midianites.
Bojao se Midianaca.
And he had he had few messages in his home.
Imao nekoliko poruka u svojoj
kući. And he hid in the threshing place.
Sakrio to u gumno.
And he was beating the he was trying to get some grains from the message.
I tražio neka zrna iz poruke.
He was not sharing it with the others.
I nije dijelio sa drugima.
He was not testifying it.
I nije to svjedočio.
But he believed it.
Ali on je to vjerovao.
He was just trying to eat.
i pokušava ga pojesti.
Just to have enough strength to hide before the enemy.
Da ima samo dovoljno snage da bi se sakrio od neprijatelja.
Many believers live like that.
I mnogi vjernici žive na taj način.
Maybe it was with you like that in the beginning.
Možda samo na početku bilo tako.
We were afraid of it.
Mi smo se bojali toga.
Oh, I believe it.
Ja to vjerujem.
But I am afraid to confess it.
Ali se bojim to ispovjediti.
If we are honest,
ako smo iskreni,
with most of us it was like that.
S većinom nas bilo je tako.
You believed it.
Vi ste to vjerovali.
But it still was not time that you took the stand for it.
Ali još uvijek nije bilo vrijeme da zauzmete stav i da prema tome da se držite.
How many of you went through that?
Koliko vas je prošlo kroz to?
I was like that.
Ja sam bio takav.
I saw something.
Vidio sam nešto.
But it took some time.
Ali trebalo mi neko vrijeme.
To stand on it.
Da stanem na to.
And I know, by my experience,
da moje iskustvo,
that even when I know those things,
da čak kad sam znao te stvari,
I saw it,
vidio sam ih,
but until I took the stand,
a dok nisam stao,
I could not overcome.
Nisam to mogao pobijediti.
Your strength comes only when you make the stand for the word.
Vaša snaga dolazi samo kad stanete za riječ.
Only then it becomes active.
Amen. Tada postane aktivna.
Amen.
Amen.
So Gideon was running, but the Lord met him.
Ali Gideon je bježao, ali Gospod ga je sreo.
And he called him the mighty man of valor.
I pozvao ga i rekao, moćni junaku.
Me, I'm weak, I'm the smallest one.
Slab sam, pa najmanji sam.
God was calling him by what was in him.
Bog ga pozivao po onome što je bilo u njemu.
He was describing himself from the outside.
On je sebe opisivao izvana.
So it was grace of God.
Tako bila je to Božja milost.
He was not a big, strong man.
Nije on bio neki veliki, jaki.
He was called by grace.
Čovjek, nego bio poza milošću.
I like Jonah.
Sviđa mi se Jonah.
Because Jonah speaks about our weakness.
Jer Jonah govori o našoj slobodi.
But he also speaks about what God can do through our weakness.
Jonah govori o našoj slabosti, također što Bog može učiniti kroz našu slabost.
When Jonah was called to go to Nineveh,
kad je bio poslan da ide u Ninivu,
he didn't want to go.
Nije želio otići.
So he went the other direction.
Pa otišao u drugom smjeru.
To Tarshish. And he had to pay for it.
I morao za to platiti.
And he went there.
I otišao je tamo.
And now the storm came on the sea.
I onda došla oluja na more.
Because God wanted to have his prophet in Nineveh.
Jer Bog želio imati svog proroka u Ninivi.
But he was sleeping in the ship.
A on je spavao u brodu.
But the grace of God was so great.
Ali Božja milost je bila tako velika.
That it brought storm into his life.
Da je donio oluje u njegov život.
Amen.
Was it grace?
Da je to bila milost.
Yes.
Da.
Sometimes grace brings storm into your life.
Ponekad milost u vaš život donese oluju.
Because it wants to wake you up.
Ona želi probuditi.
And the prophet was it had to be really a hard sleep.
Ja, mora da je duboko spavao.
Because everyone was in panic, you know, and trying to save the ship and their whole life.
Jer svi bili u panici, pokušavali spasiti brod i cijeli život.
And the ship was moving upside and down, not upside and down, but from one side to another.
Brod se micao amo tamo.
And now when one of those mariners came and woke up Jonah.
Mornara došao i probudio Jonu.
Pray to your God.
Moli se svom Bogu.
Because we perish.
Jer ćemo izginuti.
Jonah, what's happening?
Jonah pitao, što se događa?
Remember, he was the tool of God.
Zapamti, to je bio Božje.
From the outside.
Oruđe, izvana.
From the outside, he was the most terrible one.
Izvana je gledao najlošijima.
He was the disobedient one.
On je bio taj nepokorni.
He was the one that was going, just running from the calling.
Bio je taj koji je bježao od svog poziva.
And everything was obedient.
A sve je bilo poslušno.
You see, we cannot build our religion upon our own obedience.
Amen.
I ne možemo našu religiju izgraditi na našoj vlastitoj poslušnosti.
Just like with our children.
Kao s našom djecom.
Who has children that are always obedient?
Ko ima djecu koja su uvijek poslušna?
I've never seen such.
Pa to još nisam vidio.
But they are still our children.
Amen. Su naša djeca.
We don't put them away because they don't obey.
Mi ih ne odbacimo zato što ne poslušaju.
We try to bring them to obedience.
Pokušavamo ih navesti da budu poslušni.
But they have our grace.
Ali imaju našu milost.
Jonah was God's child.
I ona je bio Božje dijete.
He was God's tool.
Bio Božje oruđe.
He had the grace of God.
I imao je Božju milost.
He was the elected one.
On je bio izabrani.
But you see, all the others looked that they are obedient.
A vidite, svi drugi su gledali kao da su poslušni.
The mariner was obedient to the Lord's moving to wake up the Jonah.
Da, mornar je bio poslušan Božjem tom pozivu da ode i pozove.
The sea was obedient because the storm, and the storm was obedient to God because it was God moving.
Da, more i oluja je bila poslušna Bogu jer je Bog pokrenuo.
The ship was obedient because it was moving on the waves.
Brod je bio poslušan jer se micao na valovima.
Then there was obedient fish that came.
Je bila poslušna riba koja je došla.
And obediently opened its mouth.
I poslušno otvorila svoja usta.
When the mariners finally threw away through the sea, the Jonah.
Kad su mornari konačno Jonu bacili u more.
So the fish obediently swallowed him.
Tako riba ga je poslušno progutala.
Everything was obedient.
Sve je bilo poslušno.
Yet not elected.
A nije bilo izabrano.
Not with eternal purpose.
Nije imalo neku vječnu svrhu.
Yet God used it.
A Bog je njih koristio.
But the one that was elected was Jonah.
A onaj koji je bio izabran bio
Jonah. And he was disobedient.
A on je bio neposlušan.
So where is the law that you can apply?
Gdje tu neki zakon koji možete primijeniti?
We are under unconditional covenant.
Mi smo bezuvjetnim savezom.
It's not our obedience.
Nije stvar naše poslušnosti.
But God has a way how to bring us on the right place.
A Bog ima način kako da nas dovede na pravo mjesto.
So all glory belongs to him.
Tako sva slava pripada njemu.
It's not, oh, I was obedient.
To nije, ja sam bio poslušan.
Oh, I did this.
Ja sam napravio
ono. I did that.
Ili ja sam napravio ono.
Oh, it comes to my account.
Da to dolazi preko na moj račun.
No, everything I can do.
Nego, sve što ja mogu napraviti.
I sent to the Lord's account.
Ja to sve šaljem na račun Gospodu.
I did nothing.
Nisam napravio ništa.
Actually, I haven't done enough.
Zapravo, nisam napravio dovoljno.
I still want to do more.
I još uvijek želim napraviti više.
And when I do more.
I kad napravim više.
I feel like I haven't done enough.
Imam osjećaj da nisam napravio dovoljno.
Do you know that feeling?
Amen. Znate takav osjećaj.
And when I do extra, something more.
I kad napravim ekstra, još nešto više.
Of course, not by yourself, but you are led by the Spirit.
Naravno, ne sami, nego ste vođeni Duhom.
And you serve the Lord the best you can.
I služite Gospodu najbolje što možete.
And you do something more.
I napravite nešto još više.
And then you feel, Lord, I have not enough.
I ona imate osjećaj, pa Gospode, nisi napravio dovoljno.
But my salvation is not built upon that.
Ali moje spasenje nije osnovano, izgrađeno na tome.
And everything I do, I just send on his account.
Sve što napravim, ja to šaljem njemu na njegov račun.
You remember the prophet's attitudes.
Sjećate se stava.
At the end of his ministry.
Na kraju svoje službe proroka.
When we imagine what all the things that he did and how he served the Lord.
Kad zamislimo sve stvari koje činio i kako služio Gospodu.
How many millions people received healing by his prayers?
Koliko je miliona ljudi primilo isceljenje na njegove molitve?
How many millions people received blessing by the preached word he preached?
Koliko je miliona ljudi primilo blagoslove kroz propovjedanu riječ?
How he sacrificed his own family, himself, everything he had.
Kako je žrtvovao sebe, svoju obitelj, sve što je imao.
How actually he tried to do and put everything, you know, he forgot himself.
Kako je pokušao sve, uložio sve, jednostavno zaboravio na sebe.
And then when he was once in on his bed or a chair, he was thinking.
Kad bio na krevetu, razmišljao je.
Billy, you should do something for the Lord.
Billy, trebao bi nešto napraviti za Gospoda.
Because your time is coming.
Jer dolazi tvoje vrijeme.
You see, he was not thinking, oh, what I did.
Nije mislio, oh, pa što sam ja napravio.
It was not like Nebuchadnezzar.
To nije bilo kao Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh, isn't that the great Babylon I built?
Nije li ovo veliki Babylon koji sam ja izgradio?
What was the Babylon?
Šta je bio Babylon?
Nothing.
Ništa.
One stone, not a stone, but the stone.
Jedan kamen.
Hit it, and it was gone.
Ne neki kamen, nego kada taj kamen pogodio, gotovo je bio.
And now we see the prophet.
I sad imamo proroka.
Lord, I haven't done enough.
Gospode, nisam napravio dovoljno.
What did I do for you? And I should try to start to do something for you.
Što sam napravio, treba bi početi raditi nešto za tebe.
You know, that was his attitude.
Vidite, takav je bio njegov stav.
When that is our attitude,
kad je to naš stav,
you know that's the Holy Spirit.
Onda znate da je to Duh Sveti.
Because all glory belongs to him.
Sva slava pripada njemu.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. and I can say that I'm really ashamed myself.
I mogu reći da se sam zapravo sramim sebe.
When I hear how much work you do.
Kad čujem koliko ste vi napravili.
With translating the message.
Kad prevodite poruku.
And sharing it with the other people.
I kad to dijelite s drugim ljudima.
And that's really God bless you with that.
Neka Bog blagoslovi radi toga.
And I know He blesses you by that.
Znam da on time blagoslivlja.
Amen, because it's a great work.
Jer to je velik posao.
And it requires much sacrifice.
I zahtjeva puno žrtve.
I know that because I also try to do that.
Znam jer i sam pokušavam to raditi.
And I still feel, the more I do, I still feel how little I do.
Što više napravim, još uvijek imam osjećaj kako sam malo napravio.
So, what can we do?
Što možemo napraviti?
Just commit ourselves to the Lord.
Jednostavno, predati sebe Gospodu.
Rely upon the unconditional covenant.
I osloniti se na bezuvjetni savjet.
And to see that we have a more excellent ministry.
Da bi vidjeli da imamo uzvišeniju službu.
Of the better covenant.
Boljeg savjeta.
Grace covenant.
Savjeta milosti.
There was the great people in the Bible.
U Bibliji su postojali veliki ljudi.
What makes them great?
I što ih čini velikima?
Not their personage or what they were.
Ne njihova osobnost ili ono što su oni bili.
But what God was in them.
Nego šta je Bog bio u njima.
Let's look at two women characters.
Pogledamo dvije žene.
Ruth. One of them.
Jedna od njih.
It's a wonderful type of the bride.
Ona je divan tip nevjeste.
And you know that when she came with Naomi to Bethlehem,
znate da kad je ona došla sa Naomi u Bethlehem,
she had four stages actually.
Imala zapravo četiri faze.
I'm not going to that now.
Neću sad ulaziti u to.
But we know that the first stage was she was working.
Znamo da prva faza je bila da je radila.
Then she was gleaning the sheaves.
Onda je druga stvar bila da je pabirčila.
And then the third stage.
Onda treća faza.
She went and she laid to the feet of Boaz.
Otišla je, legla do nogu Boaza.
Because he was the redeemer.
Jer je on bio otkupitelj.
He was the kinsman redeemer.
Rođak otkupitelj.
And she lay down there.
I legla je tamo.
And when you compare it from the outside,
I se to izvana usporedite,
the first two stages,
prve dvije faze,
she was virtuous, she was working hard.
Bila je poštena i puno radila.
You see, even our work, you cannot build our religion upon that.
Čak naš rad ne možemo izgraditi našu religiju na tome.
She was working and she was really on the hand of her strong son and she put all the sacrifice to the work.
Ona je radila i uložila svu žrtvu u rad.
But then the third stage,
ali onda treća faza,
she went there not by herself.
Otišla je tamo ne sama po sebi.
She didn't plan it to go to Boaz.
Nije planirala otići ka Boazu.
She was not conscious of those things that can happen.
Nije bila svjesna tih stvari koje se mogu dogoditi.
But Naomi,
nego Naomi,
the type of the promise in the Bible,
koja je tip obećanja u Bibliji,
she said to Ruth, go to that place in the harvest time.
Rekla je, odi na to mjesto u vrijeme žetve.
Because Boaz is there.
Jer Boaz je tamo.
Not on the public place where they had a feast and eating and drinking, oh, harvest is finished.
Ne na javnom mjestu gdje su imali svetkovinu, feštu, žetva je gotova, gdje su jeli i pili.
But he was in a secret place.
Nego on je bio na tajnom mjestu.
That's the same today.
I to je isto danas.
He's not in the big conventions and big revivals.
On nije na velikim konvencijama i velikim probuđenjima.
People can have the move.
Ljudi mogu imati...
Because it's the end of the harvest time.
Mogu biti pokrenuti jer je vrijeme kraja žetve.
They had a great joy there.
I imajte veliku...
But Boaz was not there.
Ali Boaz nije bio tamo.
Boaz was in secret place.
Boaz je bio na tajnom mjestu.
And Ruth was sent to the secret place.
I Ruth je bila poslana na tajno mjesto.
Naomi, the Bible, the word told her to go there.
Naomi, Biblija, riječ joj je rekla da ide tamo.
Go there to his feet.
Idi tamo do njegovih nogu.
Not to his head.
Ne do njegove glave.
Not to be his head.
Ne da budete njegova glava.
But just be at his feet.
Nego budite do njegovih nogu.
And do nothing, just wait upon him.
I ne radite ništa, čekajte na njega.
From the outside,
izvana,
it was horrible.
Je to izgledalo užasno.
A strange woman comes to a man when he sleeps.
Da. Strana žena dolazi k čovjeku kad on spava.
To lie at his feet.
Da legne do njegovih nogu.
And now when he woke up.
I kad se on sad probudio.
And woke up. Who are you?
Pita, tko si ti?
He asked her, who are you?
On pita nju, tko si ti?
She didn't say, oh, well, I don't know. Naomi sent me here.
Ne znam, Naomi me poslala ovdje.
She had a part of the covenant in her.
Imala je dio saveza u sebi.
She was not only the message here.
Ona nije bila u poruci samo tu u glavi.
Naomi didn't say, oh, tell this.
Naomi nije rekla, pa reci ovo.
She only just said, you just wait upon him.
Rekla je, čekaj na njega.
And he will do the rest.
I on će napraviti ostalo.
And when she came there, when he asked her.
Kad je on nju pitao.
She said, cover me, because thou art the kinsman redeemer.
Rekla je, pokrij me jer ti si rođak otkupitelj.
She was able to identify.
Ona se mogla poistovjetiti.
The redeemer that was present.
Sa otkupiteljem koji je bio prisutan.
And we are living in the coming of the Lord.
I mi živimo u dolasku Gospoda.
The coming of the Lord already started, brothers and sisters.
Dolazak Gospoda, braće i sestre, je već počeo.
He is present in his church today.
On je prisutan u svojoj crkvi danas.
And Brother Abraham says what we are trying to do.
Kaže ono što mi pokušavamo napraviti.
In the message, the presence of God unrecognized.
Propovedi Božja prisutnost.
He says we are working for this one purpose.
Kaže mi radimo za ovu jednu svrhu.
To recognize the presence of Jesus Christ.
Da prepoznamo prisutnost Isusa Krista.
Amen.
Amen.
And now the bride, Ruth, recognized the presence of the Kinsman Redeemer.
Sada nevjesta Ruta je prepoznala prisutnost rođaka otkupitelja.
And Boaz said,
i Boaz je rekao,
when he heard that,
kada je čuo to,
she was able to identify him.
Ona ga je mogla prepoznati,
just as the bride can identify Christ in the message.
Kao što nevjesta može prepoznati Krista u poruci.
And then the message itself, Christ speaks back.
I onda poruka sama, odnosno Krist, odgovori natrag.
All the gates of the people know that you are a virtuous woman.
Rekao, svi na vratima narodu znaju da si ti poštena žena.
But what you did now,
ali ono što si sad napravila,
is greater than what you did before.
Veće nego ono što si napravila prije.
What did she do?
Šta je napravila?
Just came there.
Samo je došla tamo.
No work.
Nije bila nikakvog djela.
Just went there, obedient to the word.
Samo došla, poslušna riječ.
Just her presence.
Samo njezina prisutnost.
It was grace.
I to je bila milost.
Amen.
Amen.
Because she was a Moabite woman.
I ona je bila Moabka.
But the kinsman redeemer.
Ali rođak otkupitelj.
He had grace.
On je imao milost.
By the relation through Naomi.
Preko veze sa Naomi.
Just like we are relative to the word.
Kao što smo mi povezani sa riječju.
We were not Jews.
Mi nismo bili Židovi,
the people of the covenant,
narod saveza,
but by being in the mind of God before the foundation of the world,
ali tako što smo bili u Božjem umu prije postanka svijeta,
as a Gentile bride,
kao poganska nevjesta,
people called for his name,
ljudi pozvani za njegovo ime,
we are related with the word and by that to the Redeemer.
Mi smo povezani na neki način u rodbinskoj vezi sa riječju i na taj način sa
otkupiteljem. Amen. Praise Amen. The Lord. So that was by grace.
I tako to je bilo po milosti.
When we see Esther,
kad vidimo Ester,
it was also grace.
To je također bila milost.
Because in the crucial hour,
jer u ključnom trenutku,
when there was a danger upon her people and her herself, because she was also Jew.
Jer kad je bila opasnost za nju i njezin narod, jer ona
tako the bride.
Bila židovka, onaj tip nevjeste.
And the law of the country or the proclamation that was said was to permit to kill the Jews.
I objavljena je zakon i uredba da se ubiju Židovi.
But this now was upon her to stand.
Ali na njoj je bilo da ustane.
To come forth.
Da utješi.
To stop the judgment.
I da zaustavi sud.
Or the death that was nearing.
Odnosno smrt koja se približavala.
And you tell me by what she came there.
I recite me, s čime ona došla tamo?
She had to come for before the king.
Morala je doći pred kralja.
Because the king was the only one that could stop it.
Jer kralj je bio jedini koji to mogao zaustaviti.
And she was the only one that could let's say have a say for the king before the king.
I ona je bila jedina da kažemo koja je mogla otići i reći kralju.
And she went there.
I otišla je tamo.
And she knew that it's not easy.
Znala je da nije jednostavno.
Because it's not like today, women come, oh, my husband, do this.
To nije kao danas, kad žena dođe i kaže mu, daj, napravi ovo,
We need this.
Treba nam ovo.
But that time,
u to vrijeme,
for her to come before him,
da bi ona došla pred njega,
if he didn't took out the right the scepter that he had,
ne bi ispružio žezlo,
she would die.
Ona bi poginula.
She knew that it was not easy.
Znala je da nije jednostavno.
She could not come just king, I am your wife.
Nije mogla da si kralju, ja sam tvoja žena.
So you must accept my
request. Moj zahtjev.
He can do what he wants.
Jer on može napraviti šta god hoće.
So she had to rely upon one thing.
Morala se osloniti na jednu stvar.
Grace of the king.
Amen.
Milost kralja.
And she even was struggling with it.
Čak se borila s time.
It was not so easy.
Nije to bilo tako jednostavno.
When Mordecai told her,
Mordecai rekao,
you are the only one that could speak for thy people.
Ti si jedina koja se može zauzeti za svoj
narod. Well, how can I do that? I cannot do that.
Rekao, kako da to mogu, ne mogu to napraviti.
Wasn't that the reaction of Esther?
Zar nije to bila Esterina reakcija?
She speaks about us.
I to govori o nama.
Who was like that, that came, oh Lord, yes, everything.
Ko je bio takav koji je rekao, o Gospode, da, sve.
No, we were running from the call.
Ne, mi smo zapravo bježali od
toga. You're running from something that the Lord wanted you to do and to lead you to something.
Bježali ste od nečega što Gospod htio da vi napravite i da vas uvede u nešto.
But once you are elected,
ali ako ste izabrani,
you can never run away from him.
Ne možete nikad pobjeći od njega.
You can try to run,
možete pokušati,
but you will never run too far.
Ali nešto nikad predaleko pobjeći.
Because he's there.
Jer on je tamo.
And Mordecai told her that the messenger, for us, our Mordecai is the seventh angel. William
Branham.
And he told her, if you don't do that, then you will die also, and your people. So how do you know that you came for this hour?
Kako ne znaš li možda da si došla radi ovog časa?
Hallelujah. When the tension comes,
kad pritisak dođe,
and you think that, oh, it's difficult now.
Mislite, ovo sad je teško.
With the message, how can I stand for the people of God?
Kako da se zauzmem za Božje ljude?
And I have a difficult situation now.
Imam sad neku tešku situaciju.
How do you know that you came just for that hour?
Kako ne znate da niste možda tu samo za tu trenutka?
To save the life of the people and your life also.
Amen.
Da, to save.
Amen.
To save, yeah.
Da spasite život ljudi i svoj također život.
And by the words of Mordecai she received strength.
I Mordecajevim riječima ona je primila snagu.
Strength to stand forth because of the grace.
Snagu da se zauzme zbog milosti.
So she came forth.
Tako ona jednostavno
došla. Before the king.
Pred kralja.
Not just like how she was.
Ne onakva kakva je bila.
But she wore the queen's garment.
Nego obukla kraljičinu odjeću.
That was the identification that she is part of him.
To je bila identifikacija da ona dio njega.
So that was a little trick.
Tako to je bio mali trik.
She wanted to really show the king, look, I'm your part. Have mercy on me.
Ona htjela kralju pokazati, pogledaj, dio sam tebe, budi mi milostiv.
And when the king saw her,
i kad je kralj nju vidio,
he didn't see just the flesh.
On nije vidio samo tijelo,
but he saw the part of himself.
Nego vidio dio sebe.
Amen.
And he quickly pulled out the golden scepter.
I brzo je izvukao zlatno žezlo.
Which meant grace.
Značilo milost.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's the same thing that the Lord has done for us in this hour.
Je ista stvar koju Gospod napravio za nas u ovom času.
By the prophet of God.
Božim prorokom.
The unveiling of the seventh seal.
Preko otkrivanja sedam pečata.
That is the golden scepter for Esther.
To je zlatno žezlo za Esteru.
Especially the seventh seal.
Posebno sedmi pečat.
Because the seventh seal is the coming of the Lord.
Jer sedmi pečat je dolazak Gospoda.
And grace of God,
i Božja milost,
is Jesus Christ himself.
Amen. Sam Isus Krist.
So how can you have full grace?
Kako možete imati punu milost?
Without the coming of the Lord.
Bez dolaska Gospoda.
It's not just part of some theology.
To nije dio neke teologije.
That's reality.
To je stvarnost.
The coming of the Lord is here.
Dolazak Gospoda je ovdje.
We are already in it.
Mi smo već u tome.
He came as grace for us.
On je došao za nas kao milost.
That was the golden scepter.
I to je bilo železno žezlo.
The scepter of the king.
Žezlo kralja.
And what did Esther do?
I što je Esther napravila?
She touched it.
Ona ga je dotaknula.
Amen.
Amen.
That's your amen to the word.
To je vaš amen na riječ.
You touch the golden scepter of the king.
And it does something for your life.
Because
then it opens the door for your requests.
Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing in
it.
Because now the king said, Queen Esther,
Kraljica Ester,
ask what you want.
Traži što želiš.
Even to the half of the kingdom.
Čak do pola kraljevstva.
It shall be done unto you.
Bit će ti.
Did she change her mind?
Je li se ona predomislila?
Oh, half of the kingdom.
Pola kraljevstva.
Oh, gold.
Oh, zlato.
This.
Ovo.
This. Prosperity.
Prosperitet.
Oh, easy life.
Jednostavan život.
Oh, comfort.
Udobnost.
Oh, this. No.
No.
She didn't change her mind.
Ne, nije se predomislila.
That opportunity didn't change her mind.
Ta prilika nije nju navela da se predomisli.
The Lord can give you those things if you ask Him.
Gospod vam može dati te stvari ako ga tražite.
But the question is, will you ask for the right thing?
Ali pitanje je da li ćete tražiti pravu stvar.
You remember Hetty Wright.
Sjetite se Hetty
Wright. She asked for the right thing.
Ona je tražila pravu stvar.
And you remember the prophet told her, you can ask for money for healing of your sister or your parents or this.
Prorok je rekao, ako se sjećate, možeš tražiti novac, možeš tražiti isceljenje.
And all that he advised her,
i sve što je on savjetovao,
it was not the right thing.
Nije bila prava stvar.
And the prophet told her.
A prorok je rekao.
So now what the people when they say, oh, what the prophet says is the absolute.
I sad što kad ljudi kažu ono što je prorok rekao, to je apsolut.
Absolutely.
Apsolutno.
That's absolute.
To je apsolut.
But the absolute is not the letter.
Ali apsolut nije slovo.
That's the picture.
I to je slika.
That's what he wanted to show us.
To je ono što nam on hoće pokazati.
Hetty Wright didn't say, okay, the prophet says this, so I will choose one of those things.
Hetty Wright nije rekla, pa prorok je rekao ove stvari, ja ću izabrati jednu od toga.
Religious person that would stand there.
Religiozna osoba koja bi stajala tamo.
When that person would hear what Hetty Wright said.
Kad bi ta osoba čula ono što je Hetty Wright rekla.
Say, but Hetty, but you didn't ask what the prophet said.
Rekla bi, pa Hetty, nisi pitala ono što ti prorok predložio.
Contrary.
I to je kontradiktornost.
It wasn't contrary.
Nije bila kontradiktornost.
Because that religious person, and they also today do it, they miss something what he said also.
A te religiozne osobe i također danas ponovno one propuštaju nešto što je on rekao.
Because the prophet said, Hetty, ask whatsoever you want.
Je prorok rekao, reci što god želiš.
Whatsoever you desire in your heart.
Što god imaš želju u svom srcu.
So, not only what he said.
Ne samo ono što je rekao.
In those few things.
To je bio test.
And she said the right thing.
A ona je rekla pravu stvar.
Because that was in her heart.
Jer to je bilo njezino srcu.
The life of her two sons.
Život njezina dva sina.
Eternal life of her sons.
Vječni život njezina dva sina.
And she received it right on the place.
I ona je to primila točno na to mjesto.
And Esther received the thing right on the place.
I Esther je primila točno na to mjesto.
When she said the thing.
Rekla,
king said,
kralj rekao,
I cannot cancel my word,
ne mogu poništiti svoju riječ,
but I can establish another law,
ali mogu uspostaviti drugi zakon,
I can establish another covenant, hallelujah,
mogu uspostaviti novi savez,
I give right to every Jew to fight for his rights,
dajem pravo svakom Židovu da se bori za svoja prava,
amen,
amen.
And that is exactly what we receive.
I to je to što ono što smo mi primili.
Beyond denominations.
Više od denominacija.
Because in the denominations.
Jer u denominacijama.
We are locked in the prison.
Mi smo zaključani u zatvoru.
But now beyond that.
Ali više od toga.
We receive the permission to fight for our rights.
Amen. Dobili smo dozvolu da se borimo za svoja prava.
And your rights is God's word.
A vaša prava su Božja riječ.
Everything you can find in the word.
Sve što možete naći u riječi.
If your faith can believe it.
Ako vaša vjera to može vjerovati.
It means it is yours.
To znači da je to vaša.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hvala. The new covenant.
Novi savez.
What was the new covenant?
Što je bio novi savez?
Let's read it in the Hebrews.
Pročitamo Hebrejima.
In the same chapter we read.
U istom poglavlju koje smo čitali.
8th chapter Hebrews.
8. poglavlje Hebreja.
Verse 10.
10. stih.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
Ovo je savez koji ću sklopiti s domom Izraelovim poslije onog vremena, veli Gospodin. Stavit ću svoje zakone u pamet ili um njihov, upisat ću ih u srca njihova, ja ću biti Bog njihov, a oni će biti narod moj.
Amen.
Amen.
So that was the promise to the word, the covenant written in our hearts.
To je bilo obećanje, riječ ili savjez da bude zapisan u našim srcima.
So if it's in your heart, you forget about your own identity.
Ako u vašem srcu vi zaboravite svoj vlastiti identitet.
Unite with Christ.
I nego se ujedinite sa Kristom.
Because Christ is the message of the hour.
Jer Krist je poruka za ovo vrijeme.
That is the promise from Zechariah.
To je obećanje Zaharije.
The headstone that is crying mercy, mercy, or grace, grace.
Taj krunični kamen koji viče milost, milost.
That headstone didn't cry law, law.
Taj krunični kamen nije vikao zakon, zakon.
That headstone didn't cry church, church.
I nije vikao crkva, crkva.
It didn't cry a man cult, man cult. A cult of a man.
Nije vikao
kult people.
Čovjeka, kult čovjeka.
It didn't cry science, science.
Nije vikao znaci, znaci.
It was grace, grace.
Bila je milost, milost.
And the headstone.
A kruništi kamen.
We are crowned by the headstone.
Mi smo okrunjeni krunišnim kamenom.
We are finished by the headstone.
I završeni smo krunišnim kamenom.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that's the message of the hour.
Ja, to je poruka ovog vremena.
That's Christ himself.
To je sam Krist.
We cannot explain him.
Ne možemo njega objasniti.
We can preach Christ.
Možemo propovijedati.
But we cannot explain Christ.
Ali ne možemo objasniti Krista.
Because that headstone.
Je taj kruništi kamen.
That was the white stone on the top of the pyramid.
To je taj bijeli kamen na vrhu piramide.
And the prophet said, just stay and watch it.
Prorok je rekao, samo stani i promatraj to.
So it means that has to speak itself.
Znači da to samo mora govoriti.
So grace is not explained.
Milost nije objašnjena.
Grace is experience.
Milost se doživi.
We didn't have grace in the church ages.
Mi nismo imali milost u crkvenim dobima.
We are speaking about full grace.
Nego govorimo o punoj milosti.
It's a different grace that they had just for a part of the word.
To je drugačija milost nego što su oni imali samo sa za dio riječi.
Because the headstone never came in the time of Luther, Wesley or Pentecost.
Jer taj krunisti kamen nikad nije došao u vrijeme Lutera, Wesley ili Pentecost.
But it came in the time of the prophet.
Nego došao u vrijeme proroka.
And Christ is the covenant, as we said that yesterday.
Kao što smo jučer rekli, Krist je savez.
In Isaiah,
u Izaiji,
God is saying, I will make you a covenant.
Bog kaže, ja ću načiniti vas savezom.
And I will make you light for the Gentiles.
I napravit ću vas svjetlom poganima.
So Christ is the headstone.
Tako, Krist je krunišni kamen.
And you cannot explain Christ.
I Krista ne možete objasniti.
But when you have Christ,
ali kad imate Krista,
even you cannot explain it.
Čak i vi to ne možete objasniti.
Many times my wife says,
mnogo puta moja žena kaže,
I don't know, you know, how I don't know how to explain or to answer some people when they ask me.
Ne znam kako objasniti ili reći nekim ljudima kad me pitaju.
I say, you just don't try to explain it.
Ja kažem, ja sam rekao, pa nemoj pokušavati objasniti.
You just express it.
Ti samo to reći.
It's not upon how you can, you know, explain it to them what you believe.
Nije stvar o tome kako im možeš objasniti ono što vjeruješ.
You just tell them what you believe, and if you cannot talk about it, you say you believe it.
I jednostavno reci šta vjeruješ, i ako ne znaš objasniti, reci šta vjeruješ.
Amen.
Amen.
So many things we don't understand.
Mnoge stvari mi ne razumijemo.
But we are glad to believe them.
A smo sretni da ih vjerujemo.
Listen, the prophet.
Poslušajte, prorok.
Grace of God came through the prophet.
Božja milost je došla kroz proroka.
And what is the prophet?
A šta je prorok?
He is not only a man that prophesies.
On nije samo čovjek koji prorokuje.
But even, I would say, more important part of that.
Ali rekao bih čak važniji dio toga.
Or at least the same importance.
Ili makar jednako važan.
Is the, he says, is a divine revealer of the God's word written in his own life.
To je božanski otkrivatelj Božje riječi zapisano u njegovom vlastitom životu.
Amen.
Amen.
So in his life the word was written.
Tako u njegovom životu riječ je bila zapisana.
So it was not only what he preached.
Nije stvar bila samo u tome što je on propovjedao.
But his life spoke.
Nego i njegov život je govorio.
When we see when the squirrels were created.
I kad vidimo kako su stvorene vjeverice.
It spoke of something.
To govori o nečemu.
That something took place on earth now.
Da se nešto na zemlji sada dogodilo.
Because nothing like that happened even in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jer ništa tako se nije dogodilo čak ni u službi Gospoda.
When Jesus was on the earth,
kad Isus bio na zemlji,
he never created by the spoken word.
On nikad nije stvorio izgovorenom riječju.
He only changed something to something.
On je jednostavno samo nešto promijenio iz nečega u nešto.
Or he multiplied something that he already had.
Ili je umnožio nešto što je već imao.
You see, he was so humble. He could do the greatest thing. Because he was the creator in flesh. He could create new planets. He could just change the nature or anything. But he did lower things. And he said, him that will believe in me shall do greater things. And certain time the prophet said he had to mean more things, not greater. Because you cannot do something greater than Jesus. But later he came to Revelation. He said it meant really the greater things. And even in his ministry it opened up and manifested itself. Because when he was there in the forest, and the squirrels were created on his word. Not by himself.
Ne od njega.
Because he didn't say, oh, I want to create squirrels.
Jer on je rekao, oh, želim stvoriti vjeverice.
But God said, what do you want?
Nego Bog je rekao, šta želiš?
What do you need?
Šta trebaš?
Just speak and it will happen.
Reci, to će se dogoditi.
This always comes sovereignly from God.
To uvijek dolazi suvereno od Boga.
You don't need to think, oh, well, I should ask, because if I'm part of the bride, I should have those things also. Have you ever thought about it like that? I think most of us. Lord, and I have the power through you in me. I could even create things. And that is exactly right. You have the power in you.
Imate tu moć sebi.
By Christ is in you.
Po Kristu koji je u vama.
But it doesn't come, oh, I want to do that.
Ali to ne dolazi na način, pa želim to napraviti.
You can just wait on Christ.
Možete čekati na Krista.
He will bring it if it's needed.
On će to napraviti, donijeti ako je to potrebno.
You know what the prophet says?
Znate što prorok kaže?
God can train you your whole life.
Bog vas može vježbati cijeli vaš život.
To use you for 5 minutes.
Da vas na kraju upotrijebi 5 minuta.
Isn't it great?
Nije to veliko.
Totally opposite of human thinking.
Potpuno suprotno ljudskom razmišljanju.
That God is so great.
Da je Bog tako velik.
That he can compress the thing into such a little time or a little vessel.
Da može komprimirati stvar u tako malo vrijeme ili malo posudu.
And he also uncompresses it.
I može tako raširiti to
in the right time.
U pravo vrijeme.
And everything that's in you.
I sve što je u vama.
It's in a zip file.
Je u zip file.
It's compressed in you.
Komprimirano, sažeto file u vama.
And all the power is in there.
I sva ta moć je u vama.
And you cannot unzip it.
I vi to ne možete raspakirati.
But he has the key.
Ali on ima ključ.
Only God has the key.
I sam Bog ima
ključ. You rely upon the work that is in you. On the work of God.
Oslanjate na ono Božje djelo koje je u vama.
In the right time.
A u pravo vrijeme.
He clicks here.
On klikne ovdje.
and it opens up.
I to otvori.
You see, wow, what's in there?
I vidite, pa što je to sve unutra?
I didn't know that it was in me.
Nisam znao da je to u meni.
I didn't know I had so much faith.
Nisam znao da imam toliko vjere.
Brothers and sisters, this happens.
Braće, to se dogodi.
And it will happen also.
I dogodit će se također.
In your life.
U vašem životu.
Sometimes you feel bad.
Nekad se osjećate loše.
Sometimes you feel so weary.
Nekad se osjećate tako umorno.
Sometimes you even don't feel like you are really Christian.
Nekad se ne osjećate kao da zapravo niste kršćanin.
Sometimes you don't even think you have faith.
Ponekad mislite da čak i nemate vjeru.
You are not what you think.
Vi niste ono što vi mislite.
You know what Brabham says about the woman with the blood issue?
Znate što je Brabham rekao za ženu sa krvarenjem?
That woman spent all her money on the doctors and it didn't help.
Ta žena potrošila sav novac na doktore, to nije pomoglo.
And she was in a desperation and heard about Jesus and she went up to him.
Kad bila u očajanju, čula o Isusu i otišla k njemu.
And something in her said, just when I touch the lem of her garment, I will be healed.
I nešto je unutra njoj rekao, ako samo dotaknem skut njegove hranjene, biti
isceljena. And when she did,
se to učinila,
she was instantly healed.
Bila je trenutno isceljena.
And the prophet says she was wondering.
I prorok kaže, ona se čudila.
Oh, it's gone.
To je otišlo.
I didn't know I had so much faith.
Nisam znala da imam toliko vjere.
That's what the prophet said.
To je ono što prorok kaže.
She didn't know.
Ona nije znala.
He says, faith is subconscious thing.
Kaže, vjera je podsvjesna stvar.
Not conscious.
Nije svjesno.
Subconscious.
Podsvjesno.
You don't even know how much faith you have.
Vi čak ne znate koliko vjere imate.
You never say, oh, I don't have enough faith.
Nemajte nikad reći, nemam dovoljno vjere.
How do you know?
Kako znate?
Oh, I feel that I don't have.
Osjećam da nemam.
Oh, can you feel faith?
Da li možete osjećati vjeru?
You cannot feel faith.
Ne možete osjećati vjeru.
God knows how much faith He put into you.
Bog zna koliko vjere stavio u vas.
And He put so much that you could overcome in your age.
Ne stavio toliko puno da možete pobijediti u svom vremenu, u svom dobu.
And the prophet said, when you say, I don't have faith.
I prvo kaže, kad kažete, nemam vjeru.
He said, then you speak the devil's language.
Ona kaže, govorite jezikom đavola.
He said, let never the devil say, or hear you, speaking, I don't have faith.
Kaže, nemojte nikad dopustiti da vas đavo čuje da kažete nemam vjere.
Always confess what He promised.
Uvijek ispovijedajte ono što je On obećao.
Even if you don't feel it.
Čak i ako to ne osjećate.
Because that is under this covenant.
Jer to je ono što se nalazi u ovom savezu.
It is grace covenant.
To je savez milosti.
And we have more excellent ministry.
I imamo uzvišeniju službu.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we could go on and on.
Mogli bi ići dalje i dalje.
The things in prophet's life.
Stvari u prorokovom životu.
When the little fish that was dead and her intestines was on the beach there.
Kada je mala riba koja je bila mrtva i njezina utroba na obali.
And the voice spoke to Brother Abraham, just speak to the fish.
I glas je rekao Brother Abraham, progovori ribi.
And it will receive life.
I primit će život.
Rekao,
šta?
Little fish, I give you life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jako je mala riba, dajem ti život u ime Isusa Krista.
And that empty fish without any bowels.
I ta prazna riba bez utrobe.
Had bowels, new bowels created and jumped into the water.
Stvorena je nova utroba i ona skočila u robu u vodu.
And just swimmed away.
I otplivala.
Something happened in the time.
Nešto se dogodilo u tom trenutku.
When the prophet spoke to her, his woman, his wife, about the tumor that she has.
Kad je prorok rekao svojoj ženi o tumoru koju ona imala.
Before the doctor's hand will touch her, the tumor will be gone.
Prije nego što dotakne ruka doktora, tumor će otići.
It happened exactly like that.
To se dogodilo upravo tako.
What was it, this event?
Što je bio taj događaj?
This was the proof of the unconditional covenant.
To je bio dokaz bezuvjetnog saveza.
Because the prophet said, my all makeup is grace of God.
The prorok kaže, sva moja struktura je Božja milost.
So, grace of God came into a man.
Tako Božja milost je došla u čovjeka.
Now he was the covenant.
I sad je on bio savez.
Because those things happened by grace.
Jer se te stvari dogodile po milosti.
It was not because the prophet now prayed for 40 days.
To nije bilo radi toga što se prorok molio 40 dana.
Oh, that he was obedient or something.
Ili se je bio pokoran ili nešto.
This thing doesn't happen usually when you think that will happen.
Te stvari obično ne dogode kad vi mislite da će se dogoditi.
It happens sovereignly.
Dogodi se suvereno.
The prophet said that the power of God comes by the grace of God.
Amen. Prorok kaže da Božja sila dolazi po Božjoj milosti.
And never by the obedience of the people.
Amen. A ne nikad poslušnosti ljudima.
Amen. Because grace of God is Jesus Christ himself.
Jer Božja milost je sam Isus Krist.
Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, I will try to finish very soon.
Pokušat ću brzo završiti.
I'll try.
Pokušat ću.
Just to, I like when the things are really made plain. Sometimes I think it's maybe for myself.
Ponekad mislim možda ovo samo za mene.
I have to hear it again and again.
Da čujem to iznova i iznova.
So I believe that I have your grace and patience.
Ako imam vašu milost i strpljivost.
Because the covenant is Christ.
Jer savez je Krist.
It's the person of Christ.
To je osoba Krista.
Now this new covenant.
Jo, I know it, savez.
It is resting upon Christ's sacrifice.
On počiva na Kristovoj žrtvi.
It is total assurance.
I to je potpuna sigurnost.
It's unconditional.
I to je bezuvjetno.
Because God said, I will do this.
Jer Bog je rekao, ja ću to učiniti.
Not if you will do this, I will do this.
Nije ako ćeš ti, pa ću ja.
It is given to you.
To vam je dano.
That's why he said, only believe.
Zato je on rekao, samo vjerujte.
The song for this age was not only works.
Pjesma za ovo doba nije bila samo djela.
The song for this age wasn't believe and have works.
Nije bila vjeruj i radi.
The song was not my salvation is Jesus plus my works.
Pjesma nije bila moje spasenje Isus plus moja djela.
But the song for this age was only believe.
Nego pjesma za ovo doba je samo vjeruj.
Only believe him.
Samo vjeruj njemu.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this covenant, this unconditional covenant.
Ovaj savez, ovaj bezuvjetni savez.
This is a marriage covenant.
To je bračni savez.
And the marriage covenant.
I bračni savez.
It is not a public performance.
It is not
a public performance.
On nije javna predstava.
Oh, I thought that it is public.
Ako kažete, pa mislio sam, pa to je javna
predstava. When two people are married,
kad se dvoje ljudi ženi,
the only thing that is public,
jedino što je javno,
when there are the questions,
je kad se postavljaju pitanja,
and answers,
i odgovori,
the witnesses,
i kad su svjedoci,
they say, yes, I will,
i oni kažu, da, hoću,
and the person makes the ritual or the ceremony.
I ta osoba, jedna osoba napravi ceremoniju ili ritual.
They sign.
Oni potpišu.
So publicly they confess.
Tako javno to ispovjede.
But the real marriage covenant.
Ali pravi bračni savez.
Is invisible.
Je nevidljiv.
It was proclaimed publicly.
On se javno proglasi.
But the covenant is between them.
A savez je između njih.
The thing that is binding them,
ono što ih
their word.
Je njihova riječ.
And that their word that they said,
riječ koju su oni rekli,
it brings life.
Donosi život.
That now they don't live separate lives.
Sad više ne žive odvojenim životima.
But it's one life.
Nego to je sada jedan život.
It's living together.
Živjeti zajedno.
In good things, in bad things.
Dobre stvari, na loše stvari.
So that's a new covenant for them.
To je za njih novi savez.
They were under old covenant when they lived separately.
Kad su živjeli odvojeno, bili su po starim.
But now they have a new covenant.
A sad imaju novi savez.
And it is a grace covenant.
To je savez milosti.
Because the bride already found grace in his sight.
Jer nevesta je već našla milost u njegovim očima.
And they are bound by love.
I oni su vezani ljubavlju.
Amen.
Amen.
And also we see that the first question is to the groom.
Vidimo da prvo pitanje ide prema mladoženji.
And it is the start, not the end.
I to je početak, ne kraj.
Amen. Oh, we Amen. Could go on with that.
Mogli bi ići dalje.
This covenant,
ovaj savez,
has also a token.
Također ima i znak.
That's the revelation.
A to je otkrivenje.
Because the revelation comes by the blood of Christ.
Jer otkrivenje dolazi Kristovom krvi.
By the Spirit of God.
Božjim duhom.
when the two going to Emmaus met Jesus. He was speaking with them.
On je razgovarao s njima,
explaining or showing the scriptures, the Messiah in the scriptures.
Objašnjavao i pokazivao Mesiju u pismu.
The greater preacher preached to them.
Najveći propovjednik im je propovjedao.
They still didn't see him.
I još uvijek ga nisu prepoznali.
They could look on him.
Mogli su ga pogledati.
They saw a man.
I vidjeli su čovjeka.
He was preaching.
On je propovjedao.
Oh, they were rejoicing.
Oni su se veselili.
Oh, it's wonderful what he said.
I to je divno što on kaže.
They still didn't see what he was.
Ali još uvijek nisu vidjeli tko je on bio.
But then in the evening time.
Ali onda u vrijeme večeri.
When they were just by a little cabin.
Kad su bili kraj u maloj kolibi.
No, on a big convention.
Ne, na nekoj velikoj konvenciji.
Little cabin.
Mala koliba.
In the evening time.
U vrijeme večeri.
And he was like showing that he's going forward.
I on se pravio da ide dalje.
And they said, no.
I rekli su ne.
Hey, stay with us, it's evening and you just stay, let's sleep, stay overnight here.
Znači, večer ostani s nama pre noći.
You see, he tests you.
Vidite, on vas testira.
Sometimes it looks like he's going a little bit further from you.
Ponekad izgleda kao da on odlazi od vas.
He wants you to pull him back.
On želi vas da ga vučete natrag.
Lord, no, don't go. I want to be with you longer.
Ne želim da odeš, želim dalje, duže ostati s tobom.
Says, okay.
On kaže, u redu.
And then they went into the little cabin.
Onda su otišli u malu kolibu.
And when he was breaking the bread.
I kad je razlamao kruh.
What is the bread?
Šta je kruh?
The word.
Riječ.
What was he doing with the word?
Šta je on činio sa riječu?
Opening.
Otvarao je.
He lose the seals of the bread.
On je polomio pečate na kruhu.
And some people only regard it as a theology.
I neki ljudi su to smatrali samo teologijom.
Why I don't understand.
Zašto ja ne razumijem.
The seals is our life, brothers and sisters.
Pečati su naš život, braće i sestre.
The life of Christ is behind the seals.
Kristov život je iza pečata.
The prophet says in the message, it is the rising of the sun.
Prorok kaže u propovjedi izlazak sunca.
He says, Christ is those seals that were opened.
Kaže, Krist je ti pečati koji su bili otvoreni.
And he says, you are not feeding upon a man.
I rekao, ne hranite se čovjekom.
But you are feeding upon the living word, the living body of the word of the Son of Man.
Rekao, se hranite živim tijelom riječi Sina čovječa.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
That's Christ himself.
To je sam Krist.
So he was the bread.
Tako on je bio kruh.
He was the seals.
On je bio pečati.
That were opened now.
Koji su sada bili otvoreni.
And when they were opened.
I kad su bili otvoreni.
It opened their eyes.
Amen.
To je otvorilo njima oči.
Now they could see.
Sad su mogli vidjeti.
He saw the same man.
Vidjeli su istoga čovjeka.
Now he was not really preaching.
Sad on više nije propovjedao.
You see, there was silence under the seventh seal.
Vidite, pod sedmim pečatom je tišina.
And that opened our eyes.
I to je otvorilo naše oči.
Oh, hallelujah. And they could see.
Mogli su vidjeti.
And the prophet said.
I prorok kaže.
When they saw him.
Kad su ga vidjeli.
They saw him because.
Vidjeli su ga zato.
He came already in them.
Što je on već došao u njih.
Because he opened their eyes from the inside.
Jer je on otvorio njihove oči iznutra.
So our eyes are not open from the outside.
Tako naše oči nisu otvorene izvana.
Because when you open your eyes from the outside.
Kad otvorite oči izvana.
When you are tired.
Kad ste umorni.
They will close again.
One će se ponovno zatvoriti.
But when he opens your eyes from the inside.
A kad on otvori vaše oči iznutra.
When you are tired.
Kad ste umorni.
And your eyelid comes down.
I kad vam kapci se spuste,
you still see.
Vi dalje vidite.
Amen.
Because it's another eyes that are, you are seeing with.
Yes, to druge oči kroz koje vi gledate.
Oh, that's spiritual eyes.
I to su duhovne oči.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how we see him.
I tako mi vidimo njega.
When he opens our eyes from the inside.
Kad on otvori naše oči iznutra.
That's the token of the covenant.
I to je znak saveza.
That's the revelation.
I to je otkrivenje.
Because the angel of the covenant came in Revelation 10.
Angel saveza je došao u otkrivenju 10.
And he had the rainbow over his head.
I imao je dugu iznad svoje glave.
And that was the... Oh, I cannot go to this subject because it...
Neću ulaziti u ovu temu.
This was the abstract deed.
Jer to je bilo pravo vlasništva.
He came with the open book.
Došao je sa otvorenom knjižicom.
And the abstract deed, that's the right for our possession.
Znači to pravo vlasništva, pravo na naše posjedovanje, baštinu našu.
And that abstract means that it searched out to the beginning.
I to pravo znači da je se vraćamo na početak.
And remember, he's the angel of the covenant.
Zapamtite, on u otkrivenju 10. angel
saveza. Which covenant?
Kojeg saveza?
Not Mosaic covenant.
Ne Mojsijevog
saveza. Not law.
Ne zakona.
But grace.
Nego milosti.
Which came by Jesus Christ himself.
Koja je došla po samom Isusu Kristu.
Not only 2000 years ago.
Ne samo prije 2000 godina.
But in this hour.
Nego u ovom času.
When he came in the spirit form.
Kad je on došao u obliku duha.
In the form of the word.
U obliku riječi.
Because when the people had only the Calvary,
jer kad su ljudi imali samo pokrivalo,
they made denominations.
They
made denominations in the ages.
Radili su denominacije kroz doba.
Still looking to the Calvary.
A još uvijek su gledali na Golgotu.
So it showed that it was not enough.
Tako pokazuje se da nije bilo dovoljno.
It was not enough only to point to Calvary.
Nije bilo dovoljno samo ukazivati na Golgotu.
But it was waiting for him to come.
Nego je bilo čekati na njega da on dođe.
Because that was the full grace.
Jer to je bila puna milost.
They had to receive him in the spirit form.
Morali su ga primiti u obliku duha.
And when the word went forth this prophet's mouth.
I kad je riječ izašla kod usta ovog proroka.
The full grace came upon the church.
Puna milost je došla na crkvu.
That was the covenant.
To je bio savez.
And that is the same life that was in Jesus Christ.
I to je isti život koji je bio Isus u Kristu.
That changed us.
I to je promijenilo nas.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't look only to Calvary.
Mi ne gledamo samo na Golgotu.
If our message is Calvary,
kad bi naša poruka bila Golgota,
then we have nothing more than denominations.
Onda ne bi imali ništa više nego denominacije.
Our message is the coming of the Lord.
Naša Amen. Poruka je dolazak Gospoda.
The same Christ that died on Calvary.
Isto Gospoda koji Krista
koji
je umro na Golgotu.
He is in his church.
Amen.
On je danas
in the fullness of the Spirit.
U punini duha.
We have more than they had on the Pentecost.
Imamo više nego što su oni imali na Pentecostu.
Because on the day of Pentecost the seals were not opened yet.
Ja na danu pedesetnice pečati još nisu bili.
But when the seals were opened,
ali kad su pečati bili otvoreni,
there left nothing else closed in the Bible.
Nije ostalo ništa skriveno, zatvoreno u Bibliji.
So therefore, all the fullness of the Spirit could pour out with that word on the church.
I tako se kroz s tom riječu mogla izliti na crkvu punina duha.
Amen.
Amen.
And in Revelation 10,
u Otkrivenju 10,
we see the a covenant angel.
Vidimo anđela saveza.
10:7 is the prophet, the messenger.
U Otkrivenju 10:7 vidimo proroka, glasnika.
In the time of the seventh angel, the mysteries of God shall be finished.
U dane sedmog anđela Božja tajna će biti završena.
When he shall sound the trumpet.
Kad on oglasi se na trubu.
And we know in the time of Joseph.
I znamo vrijeme Josipa.
When they sounded the trumpet.
Kad bi puhali u trubu,
it meant
to bi značilo
that Joseph is coming.
Da Josip dolazi.
Not he's only coming.
Not?
Not only he's coming.
Ne samo da on dolazi,
but he's here.
Amen. Da on je ovdje.
He's here and he's coming.
On je ovdje i on dolazi.
And you know in the time of Joseph,
znate u vrijeme Josipa,
the trumpet truba announced to every people, all
je,
people,
je proglasila svim ljudima
that Joseph is on the scene.
Evo Josipa na sceni.
Stop your work.
Stani sa svojim poslom.
And bow to Joseph.
I pokloni se Josipu.
It didn't matter what they were doing.
Nije bilo bitno šta oni rade.
The prophet speaks about it.
I prorok govori.
There could be people just on the market.
Mogli bi biti ljudi na tržnici.
And he sold, I don't know, few kilos of some wonderful fruits.
I prodao nekoliko kila nekog divnog voća.
And the customer was just giving him the money.
I kupac mu tamo daje novac.
And that seller was just taking the money.
I taj prodavač tamo uzimao novac.
But now he hears the trumpet sounding.
I čuje zvuk trube.
He could not take the money and then to do
nije
the job.
Nije mogao uzeti novac i onda klekati.
He had to stop it.
Moja stati.
Just bow.
I pokloniti se.
Just worship.
Prosvajati.
If there was an actor in a theater,
kad bi bio glumac u
when he hit the trumpet,
kad je čuo trubu,
he was acting some like an actor.
On glumio bi nešto kao glumac.
He had to stop.
Morao stati.
Had to bow.
Morao se pokloniti.
Whatever they did.
Što god da su radili.
Any work.
Bilo koji posao.
It's the same now.
I to isto tako.
Whatever you are doing.
Što god da vi radite.
What were your ambitions?
Što god da su vaše ambicije.
Whatever you were struggling for.
Za što se god vi borite.
When you hear the trumpet of God.
Kad čujete Božju trubu.
Through the prophets.
Kroz proroka.
You just bow down to Christ.
Poklonite Kristu.
Hey, amen. And you stop your ambitions, your works.
Stanete sa svojim ambicijama.
You give out your free will to him.
svoju slobodnu volju predate njemu.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the new covenant.
I to je novi savez.
Amen.
Amen.
Abstract deeds.
Pravo vlasništvo.
The prophet said to have it.
Prorok kaže imati to.
Abstract deed.
Pravo vlasništva.
You know, abstract also means.
To također znači.
That I think it's in your language also. Abstract means that, you know, when you have abstract art. Art. You know, a painting that is called abstract painting.
Znači, kod nas isto kažu da postoji abstraktna umjetnost.
It means that it is not clear what it is.
A to znači da to nije jasno šta je to.
The people could look on it.
Ljudi mogu pogledati to.
And everyone can describe it.
I svako to može opisati.
And I think it's showing this and this.
I mislim da to prikazuje ovo i ovo.
I think there is a like a person, like a man with the hand like that.
I mislim da prikazuje čovjeka koji ovako drži ruku.
And another man says, no, I see a plane there.
A neki drugi čovjek kaže, ne, ja tamo vidim avion.
And another one said, no, it's a tree.
Neko kaže, ne, to je stablo.
That's abstract.
To je ta abstraktnost.
So there is a secret picture behind it.
Znači, na engleskom abstract deed je, ako nas se prevodi kao pravo vlasništvo. Znači, da postoji slika iza toga.
Now, people look on the headstone.
Ljudi gledaju na krunični kamen.
They speak about grace.
I govore o milosti.
But many they don't really know what grace is.
Ali mnogi zapravo ne znaju šta je milost.
Christ is the abstract deed.
Krist je pravo vlasništvo.
You cannot explain him.
Njega ne možete objasniti.
We cannot explain it.
Ne možemo to objasniti.
That's why it can never end.
Toga to nikad ne može završiti.
When Brother Branham preached 4 hours message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Branham propovjedao propovjed od 4 sata, Krist je tajna Božja otkrivena.
He is the mystery, but he's revealed.
On je tajna, ali je otkriven.
He said, I have 30 pages.
Dakle, imam 30 stranica.
After 4 hours of preaching.
Nakon 4 sata.
And he says, I cannot finish it.
I kaže, ne mogu to završiti.
Because it's constantly unveiling itself.
Ali se konstantno otkriva.
Amen. And that's the message we have.
A to je poruka koju mi imamo.
Any denominational doctrine it has started in his hand.
Svaka denominacijska doktrina ima svoj početak
you've,
i kraj.
You finished and then what?
Završiš i šta onda dalje?
Nothing.
Ništa.
But with this message,
porukom,
we can never exhaust it.
Je, nikad ne možemo iscrpiti.
You can go back to the same message you read 10 times.
Možete se vratiti na istu propovijed koju ste pročitali 10 puta.
You will always find fresh water there.
I tamo ćete uvijek naći svježe vode.
Isn't it wonderful?
Ja, to divno.
What a message we have.
Kakvu poruku ima.
Abstract deeds.
Pravo vlasništvo.
And the prophet says to have it.
Prvo kaže, imate to.
You, of course, it's the Holy Spirit in you.
Kaže, naravno, to je Duh Sveti koji je u vama.
He is the message.
On je ta poruka.
He makes you the message.
I vas čini porukom.
And he says, and that's the covenant.
I kaže, to je savez.
And to have it,
i imati ga,
you own legally everything that Adam and Eve lost.
Vi
hallelujah.
Posjedujete sve što su Adam i Eva izgubili.
You own it.
Vi to posjedujete.
But many times,
ali mnogo puta,
we act like we don't have it.
Mi se ponašamo kao da to nema.
But you still have it.
Ali ipak to imate.
You can have a fridge full of delicious meals.
Možete imati frižider pun ukusnih jela.
But if you don't open it and eat, you can die of a hunger just in front of the fridge.
Ako ga ne otvorite i pojedete, možete od gladi umrijeti ispred frižidera.
It's just to use it.
To treba koristiti.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hvala Gospodu.
I've finished on the last thoughts.
Završavam sa zadnjom misli.
The unconditional covenant.
Bezuvjetni savez.
The God proved it by the prophet.
Bog je to preko proroka dokazao.
That now the unconditional covenant is in process.
Da je sada u tijeku bezuvjetni savez.
It is in the people now.
On je sada u ljudima.
Grace, the headstone, is in the people that has called for his name.
Milost krunište kamene u ljudima koji su pozvani za njegovo ime.
Because he said, he changed our name.
Jer on je promijenio naše ime.
That is a new covenant.
I to je novi savez.
So he said, I don't call you church anymore.
I rekao, više vas ne nazivam crkvom.
But I call you bride now.
Nego sad vas nazivam nevjestom.
That was the proof of the new covenant.
I to je bio dokaz novog saveza.
That came only after the seals.
I to je došlo nakon pečata.
Amen. It means completion.
To znači završetak.
It means it brought on the scene the perfect bride without spot or wrinkle from Ephesians.
To znači da je na scenu donijelo savršenu nevjestu bez mrlje ili bore iz Efežana.
Standing where?
Gdje stoji, koja stoji gdje?
Just with him.
Uz njega, s njim.
That's the present message.
To je ova trenutna poruka.
I believe from my heart that the present truth.
Ja vjerujem da to i trenutna istina.
It's just for us to identify ourselves with him.
I na nama je da se poistovjetimo s njim.
Just to forget about ourselves.
Da zaboravimo na sebe.
Just forget about your old name.
I zaboravite svoje staro ime.
Your old nature.
Svoju staru prirodu.
And remember you are under new covenant.
I da zapamtite da ste pod novim savezom.
You are under Christ covenant.
Pod Kristovim savezom.
Not Mosaic covenant.
Ne Mojsijevim savezom.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you happy for that?
Jesu sretni zbog toga.
That is something that no man did for you.
To je nešto što nijedan čovjek nije napravio za vas.
It is what Christ did for you.
Nego to je ono što je Krist napravio za vas.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand on our feet.
Ustanimo.
Love the Lord.
Volite me, Gospode.
He's so great.
On je tako velik.
That he looked beyond our faults.
Da je gledao dalje od naših grešaka.
And he saw our needs.
I vidio je naše potrebe.
Isn't that grace covenant?
Nije to savez milosti.
One song said, he looked beyond my fault.
Tako kaže pjesma, on je gledao dalje od mojih grešaka.
And he saw my need.
I vidio je moje potrebe.
Where are we, brothers and sisters?
Gdje smo, braće i sestre?
What shall we do now?
Šta da radimo sada?
With this kind of covenant.
Sa ovakvim savezom.
We have something to do.
Imamo nešto da s time napravimo.
The prophet says.
Prvo kaže.
Now let us act out this place that he has placed us in the last days.
Sada postupajmo s ovog mjesta na koje nas je on stavio u ovim zadnjim danima.
Let us act it out.
Sada to postupajmo.
Let us express.
Izrazimo to.
When sin came to the human race,
kada je grijeh došao u ljudsku rasu,
it separated us from his presence.
To nas je odvojilo od njegove prisutnosti.
And his entire expression, the prophet said.
I njegovo potpuno odraza, kako prorok kaže.
Sin separated us from those two things.
Grijeh nas je odvojio te dvije stvari.
From his presence.
Od njegove prisutnosti.
And from his entire expression.
I od njegovog potpunog odraza.
Now the restoration.
I sada dolazi obnova.
Redeeming power in us.
Sila otkupljenja u nama.
Loose from sin.
Oslobođeni od grijeha.
Brought to faith.
I vraćeni u vjeru.
Restored to perfect state.
I vraćeni u, obnovljeni u savršeno stanje.
It brought us to his presence.
I vratilo nas u njegovu prisutnost.
And to his entire expression.
I u njegov potpuni odraz.
So you are in his presence.
Ako vi ste u njegovoj prisutnosti.
We are.
Mi smo.
The bride of Christ is in his presence.
Nevjesta Kristova je u njegovoj prisutnosti.
No matter what the other people say.
Bez obzira što drugi ljudi kažu.
But we don't stop on that.
Ali mi nestanemo s tim.
When we are in his presence.
Kad smo u njegovoj prisutnosti.
That same message that brought us to his presence.
Ta ista poruka koja nas je dovela u njegovu prisutnost.
Also brought us to his entire expression through us.
Također donijela u njegov potpuni odraz kroz nas.
Amen.
Kroz nas.
Amen. Amen. Him in us.
On u nama.
Paul said, they glorified Christ in me.
Pao kaže, oni slave Krista u meni.
We want to see Jesus Christ in us.
Želimo vidjeti Isusa Krista u sebi.
That's what we love to see.
To je ono što bi htjeli vidjeti.
He is the great one.
On je taj veliki.
I love him.
I ja ga ljubim.
I love him because he first loved me.
Ja ga ljubim jer on najprije ljubio
me. Purchased my salvation on Calvary Street.
Na Golgoti platio moje spasenje.
Amen.
Amen.
Where are we now?
Gdje smo sada?
The only thing that is.
Jedina stvar koja postoji.
It's just the restoration.
Je samo obnova.
Where we are now.
Gdje smo mi sada?
We are on our road back to that original beginning of the creation of God.
Mi smo na našem putu natrag u to izvorno stvaranje Božje.
Back to the Garden of Eden again.
Natrag u vrt Edenski ponovno.
We are on the road back now.
Mi smo sad na putu natrag.
Do you believe it?
Amen. Vjerujete to?
Amen.
Amen.
Back to the Garden of Eden again.
Vraćamo se ponovno natrag na Edenski vrt.
Husband and wife.
Muž i žena.
Without any sin or anything.
bez ikakvog grijeha ili bilo čega.
Brothers and sisters, this message is totally different from anything else.
Braće, sestre, ova poruka je potpuno drugačija od bilo čega drugoga.
To live eternally.
Da živimo vječno.
That's our message today.
To je naša poruka danas.
We are the most privileged people on the earth, brothers.
Amen. Mi smo ljudi s najvećom privilegijom na zemlji.
To realize what God has done for you.
Da shvatimo što Bog učinio za nas.
We can never exhaust it.
To ne možemo nikad iscrpiti.
We only rejoice in His grace.
Mi se jednostavno veselimo u njegovoj milosti.
That covenant is your security.
I taj savez je vaša sigurnost.
That covenant is your protection.
Taj savez je vaša zaštita.
That covenant, it does something for you when you lose your conscious of what you are.
Taj savez napravi nešto za vas kad izgubite vašu svijest o tome što ste.
When you are weak, maybe in your spirit.
Kad ste možda loši u svom duhu, slabi.
Just go to the Word.
Samo odite u riječ.
Just start to sing about Lord's grace.
Počnite pjevati o Božjoj milosti.
Just listen to the message.
Samo slušajte poruku.
Just go to the church.
Odite u crkvu.
Or pray for your brother or sister.
Ili se pomolite za brata ili sestru.
Or just go visit brother or sister.
Ili odite i posjetite brata ili sestru.
This is all part of His working in us.
To je sve dio njegovog djelovanja u nama.
That's all part of the Word.
Sve to dio riječi.
That comes, then our real identification comes back.
I ona se vrati naša prava identifikacija.
Because we are with His covenant.
Jer mi smo sa njegovim savezom.
The covenant people.
Ljudi saveza.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads.
Pognimo glave.
Oh Heavenly Father, we are so thankful tonight.
Nebeski Oče, tako smo zahvalni večeras.
Father, such a message of grace that you sent to us.
Takva je to poruka milosti koju si ti poslao nama.
Father, we cannot really speak too much about it, Lord.
Gospode, zaista ne možemo puno govoriti o tome previše.
Because it changes us, Lord.
Jer ona mijenja, to nas mijenja.
We have it without our merits and works.
Jer mi smo to dobili bez naših zasluga i naših djela.
But not only we are covering by that.
A ne samo da smo pokriveni time.
But it changes our attitudes.
Nego to mijenja naš stav.
When we see such a love.
Kad vidimo takvu ljubav.
The love of God that constrains us.
Božju ljubav koja nas prožima.
That creates the will and the works.
Jer to ona stvara volju i djela.
I thank you for that, Lord Jesus.
Zahvaljujem ti za to, Gospode.
For your work in us.
Za tvoju riječ u nama.
Father, if there is someone here.
I Oče, ako postoji netko ovdje.
That has never known the love of God.
Koji nikad nije upoznao Božju ljubav.
May you express your love to his in his heart.
Neka bi izrazio ti, Gospode, svoju ljubav u njegovom srcu.
That heart will be changed.
I da to srce bude promijenjeno.
And that he would come to you, Lord.
I da on dođe k tebi, Gospode.
And just raise up his hand.
I da podigne svoju ruku.
And we just commit himself or herself to you, Lord.
I preda sebe tebi, Gospode.
Granted, only you can do that, Lord.
Samo to ti možeš, Gospode, učiniti.
You are present now.
Ti si sada prisutan.
And I believe you are in your word.
I vjerujem da si ti u svojoj riječi.
And I believe that you speak to us, Lord.
I vjerujem da nam ti, Gospode, govoriš.
Father, may you place those words in our hearts.
I Gospode, postavi te riječi u naša srca.
May you move us with your Holy Spirit.
Pokreni nas svojim svetim duhom.
And lead us into all the fullness.
I odvedi nas u svu puninu.
If there is something we neglected, Lord.
Ako postoji nešto što smo zanemarili, Gospode.
May you help us to do that.
Pomozi nam da napravimo to.
Or if we held something that you don't want us to help, hold it.
Ja smo zadržali nešto što ne želiš da mi držimo.
Let us just leave it.
Daj da onda to jednostavno pustimo.
And may we hold only those eternal things.
Neka bi držali samo te vječne stvari.
Help us to serve you, Lord.
Pomozi nam da ti služimo, Gospode.
May you grant every need that is here present.
Podari svaku potrebu koja je ovdje prisutna.
If there's a need for a physical healing.
Ako postoji potreba za fizičko iscjeljenje.
You are still the same healer, Lord.
Ti si još uvijek isti iscjelitelj, Gospode.
As you were when you were on the earth.
Kao što si bio kad si bio na zemlji,
Gospode. As you were with the prophet.
Kao što si bio sa prorokom.
You are still the same with us.
Ti si još uvijek isti s nama.
May you heal my brother or sister, whatever they need.
Iscjelio mog brata ili sestru, što god oni trebaju.
If there is a spirit that needs to be healed.
Postoji duh kojeg treba iscijeliti.
May you grant it, Lord Jesus.
Neka bi ti to podario, Gospode Isuse.
If there is a soul that need to be healed.
Ako postoji duša koja treba biti iscijeljena.
Send the soul healing to that soul.
pošalji iscjelitelja duše u tu dušu.
You heal us by hearing the truth, Lord.
Gospode, ti nas iscjeljuješ tako što slušamo istinu.
Because when we hear your truth,
jer kad čujemo tvoju istinu,
that truth sets us free.
Ta nas istina oslobađa.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hvala ti, Gospode.
Thank you for your freedom, Lord.
Hvala ti za tvoju slobodu.
And we are free by the grace of God.
Mi smo slobodni Božjom milošću.
And we rejoice in your word, Lord.
I veselimo se u tvojoj riječi, Gospode.
And we give you all the honor and glory.
I dajemo ti svu čast i slavu.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hvala ti, Gospode Isuse.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Molimo te u ime Isusa.
For fulfilling every need.
Ispuni svaku potrebu.
I pray that you would bless my brothers and sisters.
Molim te da blagosloviš moje braće i sestre ovdje.
All them that work hard, Lord, to present you to the people.
Sve njih koji se jako trude da predstave tebe.
Bless them in that work, Lord Jesus.
Blagoslovi ih u tom poslu, Gospode.
Oh, may you help them in every trial and every tension.
Molim te da im pomogneš u svakoj kušnji i prepreći tenziji.
And may they go with that word.
I neka bi išli dalje s tom riječju.
And may you bring all those that are still lost and that are ordained to eternal life.
I molim te da doneseš sve one koji su još uvijek izgubljeni i određeni za vječni život.
In Jesus Christ's name I pray.
Ja te molim u ime Isusa Krista.
Bless brother Jonathan, Lord.
Blagoslovi brata Jonathana.
Bless him in his ministry.
Njega i njegovo propovjedanje.
Bless all them that do something, Lord.
I blagoslovi sve njih koji nešto rade.
In Jesus Christ's name.
U ime Isusa Krista.
For your glory.
Za tvoju slavu.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know the song Mercy Rewrote My Life? It was mercy that rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. You can sing another one if you don't know it, no problem. You can say, I love him, I love him. He first loved me. It was a pleasure to be with you. And forgive me to take so long time. But I have to speak what's on my heart. I'm slow. Sorry for your time, but I trust that the Lord just did something for you, and may He be with you until we meet, again maybe on this side, and if not on this side, then on the other side. God richly bless you.
Zahvaljujem bratu, zahvaljujem svima, da se pomolimo na kraju. Dragi Gospode, hvala ti što si nas još jedan put posjetio, Gospode, da je zapravo to bila tvoja milost i da, Gospode, zaista sami ne možemo ništa, Gospode, zaslužiti ni postići. I, Gospode, ponekad se mi trudimo nešto napraviti, Gospode, i zaboravimo koliko je velika tvoja milost, Gospode, ali tvoja milost je toliko izobilna i mi je nikad ne možemo previše iscrpiti, Gospode, i tvoja riječ kaže ne svojom snagom ni svojom silom, već duhom mojim, Gospode, i hvala ti za tvog duha i on je prisutan ovdje, Gospode, i znamo da je tvoj duh tamo gdje je tvoja riječ. Riječi koje si ti rekao su duh i život, Gospode, a danas te tvoje riječi više nisu na papiru rečene, su kroz poruku brata Branhama i mi to vjerujemo, Gospode, i vjerujemo da je tu duh. Gospode, hvala ti na ovom ohrabrenju i na ovim divnim riječima, hvala ti, Gospode, na svemu što si ti napravio, za posao koji si u potpunosti završio, nema se tu što dodati, nego jednostavno samo to prihvatiti, to, Gospode, i želimo i činimo i dalje, Gospode, nam pomozi u tome. Blagoslovi braću, čuvaj ih na putu, daj da bi otišli sa ugodnim utiscima i dojmovima, da bi im ovo vrijeme bilo na blagoslov. Gospode, blagoslovi njihove zajednice, tamo gdje su oni, blagoslovi vjernike u Slovačkoj, u Češkoj, Gospode, i da jedni i drugi, mi ovdje, oni tamo, se pripremimo, Gospode, i budemo spremni za uznesenje, da se skupa sretnemo na drugoj strani, Gospode. Pomozi nam u tome i predajmo ti se. Hvala ti za svako djelo i dar od tebe. U Isusovo ime. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.